Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm filling in for Alex. We have an exciting show today. Alex is on the front lines, literally, of the information war. This is Thursday, November the 21st, 2013, one day away from the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination in Dallas. And the city of Dallas is doing everything they can to shut down any free speech, any demonstration, any information about the real assassination. And that's the story, the attack on the First Amendment. And Alex is there with the crew. We're going to him live in just a moment. He's broadcasting on Skype and Ustream. And there he is right there. Alex.
David, yes, I'm going to be co-hosting here with you over the next 3 hours and with the rest of my reporters covering what's happening here. There is so much to discuss. But if TV viewers look at their screen, you can see the reunion tower shrouded in fog. We were going to have 5 to 6 airplanes today and 6 airplanes tomorrow towing JFK Truth, Infowars.com behind them. But they warned me about 4 days ago when I was renting the airplanes. They're not that much to get the word out. And by the way, both companies we called were patriots and listeners. They said, look, there's going to be fog, but maybe by the afternoon on Thursday, probably not Friday. So we'll still see if we get 5, 6, or maybe even 7, it depends how many pilots they got, aircraft in the air flying around with big banners, barnstorming with the information. But here in Dallas, Texas, my hometown, so much has happened. When we come back from break, I'm going to give you all the huge news that is unfolding here. I was heartened last night when about 250 people or so over the hour and a half showed up in front of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and the 8 or 9 police that were there were very friendly and waving at us and agreeing with us about the tyranny of the New World Order. But then I was about to leave, and more police showed up and passed the word down to us that we'd be arrested or ticketed, that we cannot hand out anywhere on a street or road within 75 feet of, quote, public property. We cannot hand out any type of free speech material. Now, imagine there's nowhere where there isn't a side street or a road where there's, you know, 75 feet away. That's always inside the buildings. And they're telling you that you can't videotape anywhere downtown because the mayor announced it. He's the dictator. And so I got in the police face because they had like this fake spokeswoman cheerleader, Dallas cheerleader, you know, style lady playing the part of Mrs. Nice. It was totally fake. They're threatening our free speech, threatening to have us arrested or ticketed. So I blew up at her. Probably should have not gotten so angry, but it's just shocking to realize I'm almost living in North Korea. We've had our reporters harassed by the so-called mainstream media that comes over and tells them that they're not allowed to be down here. It is the establishment trying to maintain control over the psyche of the people. It is an elite, corrupt group with a prostitute media doing this. And when we come back from break, the big news, I left, but Rob Deuce saw it. The video's up on Infowars.com where he gave his testimony. We have some of it in high-def video. We haven't had time to upload yet because it takes time to crunch that. We've just been having live Ustream and YouTube's uploaded quickly. But the police showed up with about 20 riot police and others in plastic handcuffs and said, where is Alex Jones? And then they were overheard saying, we got to take him down. We cannot let him stand up to us like that. It was literally from the movie Ants. I want to come back with that intro if we can. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, that's the end for us. So that's what this is coming down to, David, and it is outrageous. So we'll officially kick things off. When we come back, we have some other big announcements, and I'm going to break this all down. Then I'm going to walk over to the media, literally 50 satellite trucks plus, hundreds of TV cameras, and the minute they see InfoWars, they begin hissing like piranha. And we'll either try to have the police throw us out, declaring you have to have a permit to be in downtown Dallas, as happened yesterday to John Bowne and others, or they will run over and begin hissing, saying conspiracy theorists, conspiracy theorists. That's like the new racism, where anyone that questions the establishment is a conspiracy theorist, and we're demonized and we're subhuman for not believing known liars. David Knight reporting from Austin. I'm on the ground in Dallas. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show for the fusion of all the audio and video feeds.
USA! 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 stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
This is David Knight standing in for Alex Jones. Now, Alex is live in Dallas. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, and the city of Dallas believes that they can kill free speech, and they're doing everything they can to shut it down, asserting that they have the right to tell people they can't get within 75 feet of a street, telling them that this is for their safety. Well, you know what? We're not going to give up our liberty for safety. And controlled speech is not free speech. And we got a live feed right there from Dallas, and Alex is standing by. Alex, you ready?
Yes, sir. I am here again co-hosting with David Knight, who is in Austin, Texas. And I'm here with my great crew and reporters in Dallas, Texas. Again, I wasn't even going to come up here this year until the mayor last year came out and said that no one was allowed to hand out flyers or have conspiracy theories. They actually said, you're not allowed to question the official story. 5,000 people are allowed in who we pick, who agree with the official story, that a lone guy did this, and that leprechauns are basically real. And so I've said on record, I'm coming up here, and I've asked my listeners to come here to defend the First Amendment. Now, we went out to the Federal Reserve last night. I'm about to go up to the police line and the rest of it and the establishment, Lapdog Media, and confront them in a moment. But we get to the Federal Reserve in a day's notice. About 250 people show up. Great folks. I salute them. The police were real nice. They were nodding, agreeing with us about what's happening to America. I was there pointing out, you know, it's wrong that Martin Luther King had to be arrested over 100 times just so black folks could go eat at a lunch line. I mean, they literally couldn't go to restaurants, couldn't go to bathrooms, you name it. And I said, but now in America, you can be arrested or ticketed for handing out flyers. Now, this is over with a big giant sidewalk by the Federal Reserve in the Museum District of Dallas, nice area. And I'm over there having this rally without a permit because I have the First Amendment. That's my permit. And the police are agreeing with me and saying that's a good point. Yeah, this city ordinance the mayor's put in is a load of bull. And then all of a sudden, I'm told, hey, the police are here. The police spokeswoman's here. They're going to arrest or ticket people. If you don't leave, you're not allowed to hand out flyers anywhere off any street that can carry cars, side roads, highways, it doesn't matter, within 75 feet. Well, folks, there's nowhere 75 feet from a road that isn't somebody else's private property. This is our public space. Going back to Rome, you name it, the public streets are where people communicate, where the soapboxes are, where they talk. They want us watching TV, watching sports, not being real people out in the street, not communicating, not handing flyers and info and discussing, hey, they killed our president. Hey, they covered it up. Now, I get mad at her and I tell her, how dare you? And then they leave. The police all leave. We're there about another 30 minutes. We're done with the rally. I leave. Rob Dew's still there because one of the crew went to get the car they were in. And his testimony's up on Infowars.com in a video. And he heard it from somebody else that went over and actually caught some of it on tape. We've got it in high def. Going to upload it tonight if we have time. Just so much going on. The police, a senior police officer, a black police officer, and the blonde-haired lady who was the senior spokeswoman, really from the mayor's office, she was telling us, but via the police, we cannot allow them to stand up like this and stand up and get in our face like that. We have to show them we're in control and that we have power and that we control these streets. Unbelievable. Right out of the movie A Bug's Life. Where they say if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. I mean, at 8 o'clock at night, in the middle of a museum district with nobody around, with big giant sidewalks that are like, you know, 20 feet wide, we're out there meeting our activist listeners to give them all 100 flyers to hand out about the censorship in Dallas. We're handing out flyers against censorship of the First Amendment and the right of assembly. And this woman comes with the cops and says, we'll either arrest you. Well, she told people in the crowd that, and I went over to her. Yes, you'll be ticketed. If you don't leave, you might be arrested. So I get mad at them. I say, how dare you? The outrage was palpable. I mean, we're being completely overrun by tyranny. The police around here, in Fort Worth are now taking blood without warrants randomly at checkpoints. That's mainstream news. We played it yesterday. Even mainstream media is starting to freak out. The system's out of control. And so I leave, and 20 riot cops with a bunch of other cops with the plastic handcuffs show up, and they go, where's that guy? Where's Alex Jones? And they're like, he left. We're like, ah. And then they were overheard basically saying words to the effect that trailed off, we're going to get him tomorrow. So that's fine. At 4 o'clock today, I'm going to be down. It's listed on Infowars.com in the JFK free speech section of the park we're meeting at. We're just going to march down to the barricades on the sidewalk again in America. And if you crazy tyrants want to arrest me or beat my head in because I dare walk down a street with a sign, the mayor says this is illegal because he's God. The people are fighting back. The sign says tune into 104.1 FM. And that's the rest of the story I'm going to get to here in just a moment. But the issue is, I got so outraged that even when the court told the mayor last week, look, you can't restrict people's speech. This is unenforceable. This is a panhandling ordinance about bugging people in their cars. You can't put this onto free speech. The mayor basically only backed off about an inch, and then that's only publicly. He's still enforcing all this unconstitutional garbage. So I made a decision. We talked to some folks we know, and we got a small FM transmitter that covers all of downtown on an open frequency, 104.1 FM, to broadcast the 3 days or to transmit the truth for the 3 days on that open, clean frequency out to everyone as an act of defiance against people that say in America, I can't hand out little flyers, I can't have signs. And again, this won't win the war, but it will win the battle, and it's the act of resistance to this that will keep us free. If we lay down to this, we will become China or North Korea or worse than what Russia was. It's happening. No one can deny that this is the reality of what we face as a civilization. So I didn't just do that. I printed 30,000 flyers. We put together, several hundred of these posters on foam board for folks. This is where we put the capital we bring in from your support is into the info war. And we haven't talked to the pilot today. He wasn't sure, but either four, five, or six pilots, and he got us a discount because they're all listeners. Both places we called, all listeners. They said, but look, there's fog in the forecast, as you can see up there if you're watching us on Infowars.com/show. But if you're a radio listener, you just go to the weather channels and see all the fog here. But if it clears, then we're going to have our aircraft up here with JFK Truth, Infowars.com, JFK Truth 104.1. Imagine what that would have done, really getting the word out, for the whole city seeing that. That was our plan, but it doesn't matter. Resistance is victory. That's why we run multi-prong operations, the flyers, the activism, the marching, all of it, to come here and let the prostitute, Decepticon, corporate whore media know that they've lost credibility, they're imploding. Over 80% of Americans know that criminal elements of the shadow government, the military-industrial complex, and foreign banking cartels killed Kennedy. It doesn't matter how much deception they're involved in, and their attempt to shut down free speech is only backfiring. So, transmitting the truth. Imagine if they'd have had that in Tiananmen Square. Fighting hard. The airplanes that are coming as soon as the cloud cover clears with the banners. Getting the truth out. And then we're also going to, again, march today, 4 o'clock. What's the park do? Ferris Park, 4 o'clock. We're going to meet because it can start at like 6:30. And then at 5, we're going to march down. How dare us dirty Americans who think we have free speech, who think we're in the land of the free, home of the brave, how dare us plan to march today and then again tomorrow. And again, folks, you don't have to worry about getting arrested. If they come and want to violate your free speech, that's your decision whether you want to get arrested or not. I personally will march and walk down the sidewalk of my hometown as an extremist, as a conspiracy theorist who believes they're violating my free speech. See, now it's a conspiracy theory to think they're violating my free speech. Having a thought is a conspiracy theory. Being informed is a conspiracy theory. Knowing we're in trouble is a conspiracy theory. This is how they make us the new heretics. This is the new thing to make us the new slaves, the new demon, you know, the new group that's the problem because we're pointing out the power structures corrupt. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's conspiracy fact that they're trying to violate free speech here in Dallas to a communist Chinese level. We've had police come up to our reporters yesterday, you name it. It is crazy that this is going on. So everybody that lives in Dallas, or if you have family that lives in Dallas, call them. Get it out on Facebook, 104.1. We're here for 3 days transmitting to get this information out, and my name's on it, in defiance of tyranny. And by the way, folks, it's a minor civil matter when you're doing this, and I'm ready to go to court with these people. I'm ready to sue them when they try to block the city. They have the grassy knoll literally occupied by 50-plus TV trucks or more, hundreds of TV cameras, and no real media is allowed in. They're shutting down the streets. They're saying you can't hand out literature. You can't hand out pamphlets. You can't hand out cards. They're saying, oh, you can, but find a place where they're 75 feet away from a road. There is nowhere. Literally nowhere. Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Then we said, okay, we'll get on the grass. And they go, no, no, that's Federal Reserve private property. They're private. So you can't be on the sidewalk. Okay, let me get on this grass. Oh, no, that's the Federal Reserve. So they're saying we have rights. They're in this imaginary phantom zone with the Easter Bunny and the Keebler elves and the unicorns and everywhere else. No, the First Amendment's here because we're exercising it and we're not backing down. In a few minutes, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to march up to the barricades. I'm going to march up to the corporatist press. What time is it, guys? Usually have an atomic clock in the studio. I knew it. I knew we were about to go to break. So, again, David Knight, this is so historic. You take us out with your points. Then we're going to come up to the barricades, to the prostitute media, see if they swarm out to attack us or demand we're drug away. That's what they usually do. How dare you be here? You're not permitted like us. Then they won't issue us a permit. You get out of here, slave. Victims, a guy that was shot that day, the third guy that was shot's not allowed to be here. This is control. This is a giant scripted media event, Hollywood event, and we're tearing down the curtain of the little man behind the curtain. We are Toto. We are Operation Liberty Rising. That's what it's called. David Knight, take us out.
That's right, Alex. A controlled press is not a free press, and controlled speech is not free speech. What they're doing is essentially what the FISA court has done. This is a document page from a FISA decision that was released. Look at the redaction. That's what they're doing on the public streets. We're not going to take it. We're there in their face. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio at Austin, but Alex Jones is on the street in Dallas. He's on his way to confront the controlled press cabal, the official press. They've got a large contingency there. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, but it's a very controlled situation, and controlled speech is not free speech. So here's Alex Jones in Dallas, live on the streets.
That's right. They've got Dealey Plaza locked down, and the word is starting tonight they're going to block it down many streets. That's in the Dallas Morning News official announcements, but that's not happened yet. Even some of the prostitute media, the establishment media, has had to admit that they are censoring people, but the mayor says that's how they keep it classy. They'll decide who is allowed to be on the air. They will decide who can hand out flyers. They will decide who can go into the events. They will decide who has free speech and who doesn't. Because, well, after all, they're the bosses. They're the establishment, and they are in charge. But again, we're here with the crew. We're on 104.1 right now. Just a great marvel of modern technology, doing more real reporting on what's actually happening at this 50th anniversary. International media is here, just hundreds of outlets. And there will be no discussion by them, of course, unless we go educate them, that this is all literally a projection. This is all literally a staged event here so that they can project the illusion that everyone buys in to the official story. And you sit here with all this fascist iconography all over the walls here in downtown Dallas. You think about how 50 years ago tomorrow they blew John F. Kennedy's head off here. And now, right over the hill by the train yard, just hundreds of media outlets, more than 50 trucks. That's conservative. We're going to go show you some video of that live here in a minute. If you're watching on Infowars.com/show for radio listeners, I'll describe it all to you. And we're about to go to break here in a few minutes. This is a short segment. Then I'll cross over when we get back, and I will go over and talk to the police. Let's just all wait right here, guys, and then broadcast here, giving a shot across at Dealey Plaza, and then we will walk across. And I would figure by the time we come back in the next segment, the police will be over here. Dude, you're good over here. Come on back over here with me, brother. But again, they've already cordoned it off so they can bring in all their handpicked people to put out their official story. And the police have been trained well that anyone that looks like an American, anyone that talks about freedom is basically the enemy. Anyone who is not ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, anybody that doesn't have a anti-liberty agenda is evil and is bad. And they've just got tons of undercover military and undercover police here strutting around with satisfied looks in their eyes, staring at us like we're the enemy. The rank-and-file police have been pretty nice, but there's just all sorts of plainclothes guys walking around literally in their hipster outfits, like Keystone cops coming over and listening to us and then thinking they've gotten intel and running off. They come and stand here and we go, we're going to have airplanes in the sky. We're on 104.1. They're like, we have intel. We have intel. They always act like we're hiding something. I mean, we're like right out in the open about all this just dominating with alternative real media against their dinosaur kleptocrat media. And it is just ultimately, totally and completely ridiculous what's going on. And the entire attitude of the establishment is fear of the people. And that's because at the top, the globalists have robbed everyone seven ways to Sunday. They've got mounted police coming down this way in a few minutes. In their Marine Corps drill sergeant hats, but they're not drilling young men to go off and fight. They're just drilling the public to be good little slaves. But this is historic. We're standing up to point out that their attempt to squash free speech will not be put up with, and we will go over and talk to the police and then the media in the next long segment. Let's get Anthony Gucciardi's take. We've got a minute or two before we go to break on what you've seen so far.
Well, what's amazing to me is last night they actually came up and said, hey, everyone that's holding a sign right now next to the street, not even near the street, is a criminal.
You have this on video.
Yeah, it's already up. It's on InfoWars right now, my video, and then you confronted them. But I initially confronted her and said, so everyone here is a criminal. She said, well, yeah, we could arrest everyone here and fine you $500. And it's a city ordinance. And I said, well, what about the First Amendment? She said, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Why don't they just pass a city ordinance to take our kids? Well, I guess they do.
Yeah, exactly. It can just be a city ordinance or a federal law that trumps the Constitution, and the First Amendment doesn't exist anymore. So technically, right now, Darren is holding a sign, by the way. He should be arrested because he's a thought criminal.
Show the thought crime.
Anyone holding a sign near a road in Dallas, which is the entire city, is a criminal, literally, for holding a sign. Actually, they said also trying to hand things out to people is even worse. That's even a higher-level crime. So even trying to
communicate. So communicating with a fellow slave, you're meant to go work in a slave deal until the robots get produced to replace us, watch TV, be programmed all day, die of all the soft kill, roll over and die. And maybe have some kids for them in case they want some kid slaves to send to Saudi Arabia or Thailand. We'll be right back with David Knight in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones reporting to defend the Republic from the criminals that have seized it, to defend the First Amendment, and show up the corporate poor, sellout, state-run media.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio in Austin, but Alex is on the front lines of the information war, literally, in Dallas, about to get to where the police and the controlled press are. So here's Alex, right there on the street in Dallas.
That's right. We're here. They've got undercover police coming in, and they've got more police pulling up and getting out right now because they're not sure if we're good, trusted, lapdog Decepticon media, or we may be American resistors who don't want to be total slaves. We may be runaway slaves. We may be the enemy. We may be trying to reignite the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got literally, now that I'm here on the ground, it's got to be thousands of media. I mean, they're just surrounding in tents and parking lots. It's just everywhere. And they've got all these big American flags they're putting up in these big stages to try to project the official story. It is absolutely insane to be down here. And now we're going to go talk to this officer right here before we walk on down the road. Hi, how you doing, officer? Hi, how you doing? Can you talk to us for a second, please? Oh, you're working. What? Am I not important enough to talk to? So, as you can see, the Praetorian Guard, we're just lowly taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen. We're like, hi, officer, how you doing? And he looked at me, and with an imperious look of trying to project dominance and power, bugged his eyes out a little bit that a slave scum American would dare even try to look in his direction. And, of course, he's armed as well. Most governments are trying to disarm the public. So they'll have the monopoly of armaments against us. So that was very friendly, very nice. And what I wanted to bring up to him was this, is that, here, let me see that, Leanne. Walk over here, Leanne, and show folks this. See, that's the reason we're here, wanted to talk to you, is we were told you can't have signs anywhere in the city here in North Korea. I meant Tiananmen Square, China, Beijing. And it says, the establishment killed me 50 years ago. Now they're killing free speech. The people are fighting back. That's on the front. And on the back, you might want to tune into it, officer. It's a new station I've heard locally here. It's a 104.1 FM. The people are fighting back. So we're just here, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of Dealey Plaza, and they're setting up the big theater with the prostitute media here. Let's go down here and see if somebody else will talk to us again. It is a very, very nice day out here, very foggy, keeping our aircraft, the barnstormers we had, from being able to come in right now with the banners for JFK Truth. And we're just here walking around talking to folks with our signs and our free speech. And again, last night everything went well at the Federal Reserve. Hey, brother. Yeah, everything went well at that. Everything was great until more of the riot police showed up. And then they basically told us it was illegal to have signs or to be handing out flyers anywhere in Dallas, 75 feet from basically any street, because the government and the state are God. But here we are. Our reporters came in here yesterday and were run off. You got to stand beside me with a thought crime. And here we are. We have walked directly into the Wizard of Oz's main theater gallery. And we look enough like mainstream media that we're camouflaged right now, even though we're not camouflaged, that they have not piranha'd yet. They have not piranha'd yet. But we're not festooned anything. And then you've got the workers here that are working for the establishment taping us. They're the real media. Those guys with their cameras are more important than these known certified globalist prostitutes. And so, again, we asked the police officer to talk to us. No one is talking to us. Hi, we're from InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Hi. Hi, everyone. We're looking for the police or anybody else that would like to speak to us. And, well, there's the stage, ladies and gentlemen. There you can see it. I guess that's the chairs they've got stacked up for the select people that agree with the official story. And this guy's saying he needs to fix it. Hi, we're here. We tried to talk to the policeman. He just let us in. We're just here to talk to everybody. Hi, how's it going? We're the real media. We're not the prostitute media or the state-run media. We have bigger audiences than you guys, too, as well. So that kind of makes it. But we're not. Well, I guess we are fancier, too, as well, nowadays. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're transmitting, broadcasting worldwide to 3 million people here. And then, of course, there'll be millions after this. And we're just looking for someone to speak to us. We just asked to speak to the police or whatever. There you've got the big cameras that are going to broadcast the world the official story that one guy did all this, and that Easter bunnies are real, and that Santa Claus is real. And it is, because look, they're all here. And only if you believe that Santa Claus is real and that one guy killed Kennedy are you allowed to be here. And look, they've papered over where they blasted Kennedy. They got the street all nice for the billions to tune in worldwide and see what's going on. And we're just here broadcasting live to the world. You know, it's funny, when our reporters are here and have their cameras off, they threaten us and stuff. But, you know, now we're just here trying to cover what's happening. And again, they're going to try to shut even more of this down as things unfold. So, again, we're just here getting a tour. I guess they know we're broadcasting live. And I see folks freaking out saying, stop him, stop him. But you know, we're just here. We asked the cop. We said, we're going in on record. And he wouldn't talk to us. He just bugged his eyes out at us. So we're just here waiting to talk to whoever. So this is where no one's allowed to be, and they're going to cordon it off even more so that they can tell everybody. Everyone knows Oswald acted alone. Everyone knows Jack Ruby acted alone. Everyone knows Obamacare is free. Everyone knows the government doesn't lie to you. Why? It's The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And Mad Dog Ben Richards, ready to go for broke in The Running Man. So we're here. And look, they've got big Texas and American flags being hoisted up. Here, let's go back the way we came. Well, no one talked to us. Nobody came to speak to us. Yeah. Everyone is walking away actively. Well, good. We done nothing wrong in America. I mean, we entered Tiananmen Square. What are they going to do to us? Hey, how's it going, brothers? Fellow thought criminals. We just thought we might, you know, give a little representation to folks that don't buy the official story. You want to shake hands? Or maybe, or I guess the Soviets will come after you if you shake hands with conspiracy people that don't believe known liars. What about a little hip hip hooray for McAdoo? Look at that. Nice lady over there fighting tyranny. A hip hip hooray for Gucciardi. Hip hip hooray for Bound and Jacobson and McBreen and all. Hey, how you doing, sir? Good, good. Hi, Alex Jones.
I'm George from Canada.
Hey, fantastic. So what are you doing here today?
Well, I'm here for the ceremony tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
I've driven down from Montreal. I've driven approximately 2,000 miles to be
wow.
here.
What do you think of the Secretary of State, John Kerry, saying he doesn't believe Oswald acted alone?
Well, I'll not get into this. I'm here for the history. And
So how he really got killed isn't history.
Well, it is history, but I don't come up with opinions.
Did they tell you you couldn't have an opinion to come here?
No, it's because I love the States. And
let me ask you a question. Yeah. You seen that movie, They Live? The movie, They Live?
No, I haven't seen it.
I think you might be the actual star of that movie when they're in, like, the subterranean area and the guy's giving the speech.
Okay. I should be the guy?
Hey, just say something. Say, I got one that can see and point right there at the camera.
I got one that can see. How's that?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
All too easy. Impressive. Most impressive. I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful.
Anyways, that was fun, huh? Now I'm going to go into Optimus Prime. Quotes.
Autobots transform and roll out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. I want to get McAdoo's take, McBreen's take. I want to get everybody's take here briefly when we exit. Well, I mean, we came, we saw, we conquered. You guys want to walk down maybe to the bleachers? Maybe check that out? McAdoo, quit being afraid. We've done nothing. We're Americans, but if we act afraid of everything, then they're going to bring in the Soviet tyranny. We have to exercise these muscles or they atrophy. You're a sports enthusiast. You know these things. Come on, sports fans. I mean, we're here. It's okay. See, they're all living in total fear. And the guy in the tuxedo, literally, I think, may be from the planet Pop-Tart. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen They Live and Rowdy Piper, you don't know what I'm talking about. Rowdy Piper is a listener, by the way, and so are a lot of other great people. And there was so many great folks out there last night. I don't like doing rallies and events, though, because it's so humbling to see these families with their kids with the light of liberty in their eyes looking up to me. And I know that even though I'm a good guy at heart, I'm kind of a little bit goblinish. And, you know, it's just at the same time, it's the opposite of getting on a power trip. But what I do get is energized when we have these type of victories. So here we are retaking the Dealey Plaza where they're going to have their little event. Let's go now, walk around, and go over to that area where it looks like they put up barricades. Only media and police are over there. They've also blocked that off. Let's see if we can waddle on over there. But first, McAdoo, come on over here. As General Jack T. Ripper would say, get away from there and feed me that belt.
I was there helping you, that you there, me with the gun and me there feeding you.
Anyways, that's a Dr. Strangelove quote. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
You know, that movie was made about coup d'etats by the military-industrial complex about a year after Kennedy was killed. And they were going to have Slim Pickens say, shoot, a guy can have a pretty good time in Dallas with all that when he's up in the B-52. But instead they changed it to Vegas because it was right after the Kennedy assassination. McAdoo, you've been in InfoWars about 8-9 months, and now you've been to England, you've been here, you've been all over the place, Kansas City, with Josh doing a great report up there on the attacks on free speech, where they wouldn't let people rally against Obamacare on the sidewalk, and were like, choke people until we came back, then they backed off, then the legislature told the state police to stop. Another example of standing up. Well, there, you got a comment from McAdoo. No, seriously. Leanne McAdoo. When we pulled up in the truck last night, people were saying, where is McAdoo? Where is McAdoo? So and they want to know where McBreen is, too. So the silent reporter. Anyways, here is McAdoo. McAdoo, give us your take.
Well, I can't believe I'm committing a thought crime just by standing here with this sign. And I see a lot of people that are driving by tuning in to 104.1 as they're curious. What are they doing? What are they committing thought crime? I don't mean to be so frightened that we've busted through the barricades, but I like my natural teeth. I don't want them to get kicked in by the police here just for exercising my First Amendment.
Did you see me nicely ask the cop and he just looked at me with pure hate?
Oh, yeah. They know about you. They know that Jones is in town. That's like the top story on the news right now. We have infiltrated Tiananmen Square.
But keep telling folks your take on this.
Well, it's very exciting. I can't believe that this whole hoopla is here and nobody even wants to say the word assassination. It's just a thought crime to even think that that is what everyone is here for, and they want to remember his legacy. But it was his legacy and his character and his story that is what got him killed in the first place. Also, as I was researching on the way to come here, it turns out that weaponizing the words conspiracy theory by the government really started to try and weaponize that word conspiracy theory and turn that into like a terrorist thing because of the JFK assassination, because it was just this huge light bulb across the globe that lit everyone up, and it had the power to turn the government, to turn it sour, and to cause everyone to say, wait a minute, did they assassinate him? What's going on over there in America? And they were like, we need to shut that down.
What about the term conspiracy theorist, how it is the new heretic? You don't have to debate it. Just like now, TSA, if you don't like them groping you, they go, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Like if you like strawberry ice cream and they want to sell you vanilla, they go, no, eat the vanilla. Conspiracy theorist. It's like the new thing calling you racist or whatever. But it's a flip. It's like it's like racism against thinkers and people that are informed. It's like, oh, you don't buy into the official story. You're a thought criminal. That's what it is. Conspiracy theorist means thought criminal.
Right. And the thing is that we're not the minority. The conspiracy theorists are not the minority. So people need to stop being scared to question the official narrative or saying, wait a minute, what's so wrong with questioning the official story? I mean, people have been, you know, put to death on death row, and then turns out later that DNA exonerated them. I mean, people make mistakes. So what's the big deal with going in and checking the facts? And
no, you never question government. They never lie. It's bizarre to not believe known liars. It's bizarre. 100 million signed up for Obamacare. It cut the cost in half. It's cheaper than a phone bill. Liar! Don't you ever question them. Let me tell you, there's a lot of racists out there, like Oprah said, too. You heard her. She said, if you question Obama and say he's a liar, you need to die. So, and again, she's totally in the know, totally smart, hangs out at the very top of the New World Order, folks. This lady is a monster. But she plays all these parts where she's the savior and they care about everybody. They want everybody hating each other. They want everybody divided. It's bottom line manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mac, anything else you want to say? Because we're going to talk to Darren McBreen.
Let's go commit some thought crime.
Yeah, thought crime. All right, my fellow thought criminal, come on in here. Darren McBreen, reporter for InfoWars Nightly News and our star graphics man.
Well, the thing that amazes me is they're telling us that we're not allowed to film here. We're not allowed to hold up signs.
That's in the newspaper.
That's right. We cannot hang up banners unless there's some predetermined, pre-approved areas, wherever the hell that is, that you're allowed to hang up signs. Definitely not in Daly Plaza, which is about to go in total lockdown right now. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by all means, please join us. Let's take back our First Amendment. You know, 50 years ago, they silenced JFK, but they're not going to silence us tomorrow during the 50th anniversary. It's time to retake our First Amendment.
That is incredibly anti-American to talk about freedom. Do you want to apologize for your racism?
I'll think about it.
No. Seriously, I want you to get on your knees right now and apologize.
Can't do it, man.
Now, what do you think so far of last night where they were saying when they came back and wanted to arrest me?
That was amazing because I was the getaway driver. And so I basically dropped you off, and then I come back. We get in the truck and drive off, and then all hell broke loose. I mean, I guess we missed them by that much. Because the cops showed up, what, like 5 minutes later?
They got mad because I rebuked them. I was like, you're going to arrest us or give us tickets? $500 tickets? And then she goes, mm-hmm, with this fake cheerleader face, and it made me just blow up. And I could have handled it better, but maybe I should have handled it that way because I was happy. Hey, cops, have a good night. I'm leaving. All of a sudden, hold on, more police are here. We could arrest you, and people are coming. A larger group are coming to give you tickets. They already had the riot police coming. And then they never came, so we left. It was like, you know, 9:15, the thing was over. Then they showed up right after, where's Alex Jones? And then we're like seen and heard by doing others going, we can't let him stand up to us like that. If one ant stands up, they might all stand up. I mean, it was literally, dude, get over here, dude. I know dude's videotaping right now, doing a great job. Rob, dude, you give us your take on what you've seen here. Then we'll get Gucciardi's take. Anybody else wants to talk here? Go ahead.
Okay, so as we were leaving, there was a group of four of us leaving. We see a bunch of cops coming the other direction towards the Federal Reserve. And then a fan stopped and said, hey, I was just listening to their conversation. They were saying, we can't let them stand up like this. We have to go after them. We have to show them that we're in charge. So it was that type of mentality that they were broadcasting out, and he was eavesdropping on their conversation. I went over and asked him a question. I said, hey, are you guys planning on stifling the free speech? Totally ignored me. They continued their little chit-chat, and then they all walked across the street. We got video of several cops that had lots of plastic, the plastic handcuffs, like, you know, maybe 20.
You told me, too, last night when you were fresh, you said you heard them say, yeah, we can't let them do that.
Right. Well, then when we got across the street, they were asking for you. And they go, where's the guy that was here earlier that was talking? And some guy gets on, you mean Alex Jones? They're like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, he's gone. He left. And so then they kind of chit-chatted a little more. Well, he's not here. We can't get him now. And then they just took off back across the street. So that was their whole plan, was to come after and get you.
We think they may have split up. They may be on levels 5 and 6 now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Anthony Gucciardi and more. I'm going to go over and find the prostitute media if they don't run screaming in fear like vampires at high noon. Infowars.com. All the video feeds are up there right now. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio, and Alex is in Dallas fighting for our First Amendment rights. Now, you know, we've seen several recent political conventions that they take demonstrators and they cage them in free speech zones. And just earlier this year, we see that Dianne Feinstein wants to have a definition of who the official press is, and everybody else can just shut up. That's essentially what they're doing in Dallas. Isn't that what you're saying there, Alex?
You're absolutely right, David Knight. I'm here again. In front of Diddley Plaza right now. We're going to go around to the grassy knoll where we only saw prostitute media over there. But they're, I guess, not even allowed into the area where they're putting up the Orwellian theater, their Orwellian stage. So they were all jealously hopping up and down across the street on the grassy knoll, literally saying, why are they allowed in? Why can they get video of it? And again, there's no laws. There's no nothing here. It's just all at the mayor's discretion. Like he literally, I guess the street's closed. Like he's literally God or something. And it just shows the bizarreness of it. So that's why we're here exercising the First Amendment in defiance of tyranny. Right now, we're here. Wasn't going to be here. Everybody knows the government killed Kennedy or criminal elements of it. But we're now here to exercise the First Amendment and to engage in thought crime. We're handing out 30,000 flyers. We've got signs. And we're going to defend the First Amendment and keep this country free. This is not North Korea. At least not yet. They're sure trying hard, though. It's like North Korea with football teams, like kind of an insane asylum type situation. But the pilots were right. There's all the fog and the bad ceiling. But if it blows out soon, those aircraft are going to be launching. Dude, have you called about that? Because, man, I tell you, if it wouldn't have been for the weather, that would have been the absolute stroke of genius. They have like 5-6 airplanes at once circling JFK Truth, Infowars.com. But I almost was going to try to get a blimp. You can get blimps for not too much, the smaller ones that have, like, signs on the side. But, again, there's too much wind to engage in the old blimp activity. So we're down here. And, again, we're just all in for the First Amendment. Folks know I was involved with the Ron Paul Air Force with Ted Anderson getting hundreds of flights up with aircraft in key battleground states. And, of course, the Ron Paul blimp, I was heavily involved in that with our great listeners. And please don't forget, this is all paid for by you buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, by getting the ProPure 20% off promo code WATER20. This is a war. This is an info war, and we're down here in the face of it, enjoying fighting tyranny, by the way. I don't need to be patted on the back, but I do need fuel, major fuel in the info war. That is definitely what we need, and so we are walking across the street live here towards Houston Street. And there is the school book building, the supposed window where he shot down through all these trees and hit him. And again, also Santa Claus was up there helping him. And that's true because the official story is they say Santa Claus was helping Lee Harvey Oswald. And if you believe that, again, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. We're going to go across as soon as this. Yeah, as soon as this. As soon as this happens, we're going to go across, and they got heavy, heavy traffic in here. They got crosswalker folks in here, and I can't figure out exactly what's going on, but we're going to go to break here in a minute, come back, and have continual coverage. And then, of course, we have Ustreams for backup security. But I tell you, the word has definitely gone to the police. I knew last night when they were coming to arrest me that I had to get out a video that they might try to arrest me. But they seem to have backed off for now, and that's certainly a good thing. Sir, I'm good. Thank you very much. Sir, what do you think about them saying that only people that agree with the official story can be inside there for the memorial tomorrow?
Oh, I think this is ludicrous. Everybody should have an opportunity to. This is the 50th anniversary. Everyone ought to have an opportunity to be as close as possible.
But the 80 to 90% that don't believe the official story, they're conspiracy theorists. They're bad people. If you just call them that name, then that discredits them. You don't have to have any information. You just say that, and then they're bad.
Right.
Well, I find myself proud to be a heretic just like this man. We don't believe a damn word of the official story. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in Austin, and Alex is on the streets of Dallas. And he's talking to some dangerous thought criminals. You know, people who actually think. People who have opinions. What we see happening here, he's standing just a few feet away from where they had to remove the X that marks the spot where Kennedy was killed, because we don't want people to look too closely at the details. We don't want them to look too close to the preposterous details that they're trying to feed us about this. They've been lying to us for 50 years.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I'm here with Ron Washington, who I've met off and on for more than 10 years coming here. He's out here many days a week with his newspapers that have a lot of really good information in them for the public. Hold that up, Mr. Washington, so folks can see that. And I was just pointing out, you know, the mayor said we're not allowed to sell stuff or hand out papers or have signs, but everybody's here in defiance. Bring McAdoo over here with the posters. Everybody is here in defiance. I'm here in defiance. I will push my First Amendment. But see, we're media, so they leave us alone. But when they catch you alone with the stuff, they say you can't. In fact, I've been told a lot of you guys, there's been lawsuits over the fact they try to stop you from handing out literature.
Right. But Mr. Groden has won that lawsuit, and he's a good friend of mine of over 21 years, and he's co-authored with Oliver Stone. He's back there in the back, and he's won that lawsuit for our rights to sell freedom of speech.
That's right, and but it shows how the mayor's still trying to lie to everybody else and say that nobody has free speech. It is outrageous. They need to move to North Korea.
Agreed.
All right, thanks for talking to us, sir.
All right, thank you.
God bless you, Mr. Washington. Absolute thought criminal. I'm one as well. And look at this. Look at this. They got some senior police over there. I'm going to talk to the cops. Here, watch this. Ladies and gentlemen. Officers, look, I have signs. First Amendment, I'm evil. Thought criminal in America, I have signs. I'm bad. I'm defying Kim Jong-un, the Dallas mayor. I'm defying the mayor of North Korea. I have the signs. I'm a thought criminal. Look at this. I'm engaging. I'm almost as bad as people that went and sat at the lunch counters in defiance of not being able to eat the lunch counters. Oh, my goodness. I mean, look how evil. Look how incredibly evil. Wow, look at the fog in the buildings over there, folks. Come over and get a shot of this. Come on in here. Come on in here, Josh. Look at that shot. That is incredible. Do the clouds have a permit to be up there? I mean, does the mayor authorize those clouds? Like a beautiful sunset's like a novel or a movie. It's artwork. Does the mayor authorize that speech without his authorization? Again, this is a serious issue. How long do we go to break here? Okay. We got 2 minutes. Minute and a half. What do you have to say, Gucciardi?
The reality is they're afraid of us. Otherwise, they would have actually came and started something. When we were walking past, there's some senior officers there. You can tell they're pretty high level. There was one officer that was immediately, she got her radios. We have a problem here. And then they all flocked in.
We have slaves with pamphlets. Look at that guy. He's got some of our flyers, the 30,000. You're not handing those out in America, are you? Oh, no.
Exactly. Yesterday, everyone came out, and they were amazed that people would even have signs. That's why they didn't know what to do. And they were like, well, I said, arrest us all then.
In America, the police are like, you have signs out? That's not what you do in free countries.
But this is just like the Alamo. They're standing down against their city ordinance that they claim trumps the First Amendment. And we're doing it anyway. They're afraid of us because we're the real media. And they know they'll lose the battle.
They want us to go away and then violate everybody's rights in the background. They don't want a front-on fight.
And look at the limp so-called mainstream real media. They're over there in their tents, like flopping around, waiting to just broadcast the official story. We're out here gorilla.
They're completely drunk.
Oh, yeah. Just doing absolutely nothing, waiting for little interviews with the top people that are going to, you know, spew rhetoric. We're here on the street, guerrilla style, just getting all this information, just talking to people, the real reality of it, and the mainstream media isn't there just flopping around doing nothing.
Thought Criminals, 50th anniversary tomorrow. We'll be here, Infowars.com. We're going to go to the grassy knoll and talk to other thought criminals, and we will even discover the prostitute Decepticon state-run media in its natural habitat of gin and tonic, rolling around waiting for CFR members to come spew BS in their face. Question them, they will call you a conspiracy theorist. Oh, no, not that.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm live here in the studio. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And the people in Dallas, the police, the mayor, are doing everything they can to shut down free speech, to contain it, to exclude anyone who might have a different story other than the official story, anyone who might ask any questions. But Alex has a lot of questions. He has questions for the police. How do you have the authority to do this? And he's walking around trying to engage them, but it appears that they don't want to engage, do they, Alex?
That's right, and I'm right below the school book depository building, where there's no way, when you see it from the other side of the street, that you could fire out of that window.
That's right.
Through these trees at the angle that he's there. Am I good, David?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. I'm sure you're saying something. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen, live broadcasting from outside Dealey Plaza. They blocked off. They're reportedly going to block it off even more this evening and in the morning. But there's a lot of threats of lawsuits and lawsuits being filed. And Leanne McAdoo has got some folks here that have been coming out here for 49 years and have always been allowed into the memorial and have been part of the memorial, but are now not allowed to. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to go up on the grassy knoll. But if you're a listener and you know the criminal elements killed JFK, you're like, well, we already know this. I know this too. I wouldn't be here except that the mayor last year said, I've decided no free speech. I've decided only if you agree with the official story. You can read all his quotes. No cameras anywhere downtown. No signs. No handing anything out. We'll arrest you. And the cops showed up last night and threatened to arrest us. I yelled at them. I really got genuinely mad. They left, came back with riot police, but we were already gone. But Rob New was there. So we're broadcasting for 3 days on 104.1, which is Liberty Radio, that's on an open frequency. We're transmitting the voice of liberty back into America in occupied FEMA Region 6 here in Dallas, Texas. And that's why we're doing that, so, to stand up. Desperate attacks by the globalists on free speech must be met with desperate measures. And we'd have 5 to 6 aircraft in the air right now if it wasn't for this fog that we paid for, towing the big banners, JFK Truth, Infowars.com, JFK Truth. On the other half of the banners, obviously, was going to say 104.1, and they may still get up today or tomorrow. But regardless, everyone in Dallas who's listening on the Internet, we used to have an affiliate, 10,000 Watt, but they switched formats. So we're not on in Dallas right now. We're on 590 in Austin that you can hear up here, but we're not actually on an official station in Dallas. We're on the Internet, dominating here in Dallas, obviously. So everybody that's in Dallas, he says, call their friends and family. Tell them about 104.1 Truth, Liberty, JFK Truth Radio. If you're listening to this transmission or watching us on the Internet, you are the resistance. And Leanne McAdoo, fellow thought criminal, with these illegal, they say their ordinance trumps the First Amendment, JFK Truth signs. The establishment killed me 50 years ago. Now they're trying to kill free speech, is what Kennedy's saying here. The people are fighting back. And Leanne McAdoo, you're here with some of the folks who've been down here for 40-plus years, now being shut out. Leanne McAdoo, take over the interview.
I'm here with the ultimate thought criminal. This is Pete Johnson. He works with the Coalition on Political Assassinations. They have been coming here for 49 years to hold a moment of silence for a president that they beloved and that they wanted to hold a candle and say, this is not over. We need to keep this open and get to the truth. How did you feel when they said, you've been coming here for 49 years, but this year, this most momentous year, you can't be here?
Well, we felt like we were not going to be silenced. That's obviously what the effort was, to silence conspiracy theorists off the grassy knoll, which is a quote So in response, we are passing out leaflets, much as you're doing, to get the word out that that we're just not going to be silenced. But COPA has been coming here for 49 years, started by Penn Jones, one of the original researchers, one of the original truth tellers, taken over by John Judge. And we have a serious conference here for 50 years now that delves into the details of the assassination. We know, like you know, that that Kennedy was killed by the national security state at the highest level, and we're just not going to let them silence us.
So what did the mayor and the people here with the 50th committee, what did they tell you? What was their reasoning for having to have the conspiracy theorists silenced?
Well, of course, they didn't officially give us any reason, but we have gotten notes of the Met official meetings and that kind of thing. But at first, they told us that the whole plaza would be blocked off for a week before and a week after, that we needed to apply for a permit, but we couldn't do it more than a year ahead. But then when we did it on the first day of the year, they said they'd given the whole permit to the book depository, quote-unquote, museum. Then later they realized that that wasn't going to fly legally, so the museum passed it back off to the city. There's a committee in charge of this that the mayor basically claims it's up to the committee, and the committee points back to the mayor, and it's ridiculous, but it's obvious. And there's quotes in our paper and other places about, the purpose of this is to keep conspiracy theory off the knoll.
But you are still planning on holding a moment of silence, as you have been doing for 49 years.
The mayor graciously gave us the opportunity to have a moment of silence at a parking lot over here somewhere at 12:30, and then has promised to let us on the knoll when their event is over at 2:30. That remains to be seen whether we'll actually get up there later in the afternoon tomorrow.
Sir, I like your shirt. It really says it all. 50 years in denial is enough. Free the files, find the truth. That's something that's important to point out, McAdoo, is that they're still holding on to those files. What do they have to hide?
Well, there's a lot of files that we'd like to have back, but one of them is the George Ioannidis files that Jefferson Morley's been asking for. George Ioannidis was, we think, orchestrated the logistics on the ground, but more importantly, he was the liaison between the CIA and the 1979 House Select Committee on Assassinations, and nobody knew that at the time. Nobody knew that he was involved here in Dallas in 1963, so... there's a whole bunch of files relating to him, and the CIA is not letting them go. But we think that's a key. Now, of course, that's not the only files that they're holding, but certainly the files that they're still holding left, whether relating to Ioannidis or someone else, are the important ones.
All right. Well, listen, sir, thank you so much. Great job, McAdoo. We'd like to follow what you do tomorrow at 2:30 with McAdoo covering it and McBreen. Thank you so much for standing up for free speech for my family and my children.
Thank you.
Website?
Politicalassassinations.com, OccupyTheGrassyKnoll.org, and FreePress.org.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, folks. We are the real media. We know pure bull when we see it. The establishment says the media is supposed to not be biased, but then they're totally biased to the establishment and whatever crap the establishment tells them to repeat. We're just common sense, real grassroots media that is fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. And if you're listening to this transmission, I'm going to say it again, folks. You are the resistance, and spread the word about it. Let's go down to the grassy knoll. Sure, brother, what's going on?
How many shots were fired, and how many bullets did they find in the limo?
I know there was more shots fired than what the establishment said from the large bulk of research. Give us your take on it.
There were a lot of shots.
But the government never lies to us.
Three of them are fired from up there. But
sir, are you going to tell me that the government lies? That's a conspiracy.
No.
They've never lied one time. Never. Now,
you was down at Waco.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good seeing you.
Oh,
you're on a short wave. I listen to you every night.
God bless you, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here engaging in total thought crime with our evil information that they do not want out. David Knight, you got any take on this historic coverage of the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy by Santa Claus?
You know, right there around where you are, they're getting rid of that X that marked the spot where the shooting took place. And the preposterous explanation that they were giving for that was that they didn't want anybody to trip over it. It's a piece of tape. And that's the kind of preposterous lies that we've been fed over and over again. We got things that made absolutely no sense. It was clear that they were controlling the narrative. It was clear that they were lying to people. It was clear that they had documents that they weren't showing to people. Jim Garrison pointed out that they interrogated Lee Harvey Oswald for 12 minutes, and you can't see any notes taken of the interrogation. That's the kind of silence that they put on 50 years ago. But now they're doing that everywhere. They're doing it at political conventions. They contain free speech and demonstration in a box. And that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to exclude everybody out of the area and have some kind of a, it looks like when you're walking around, Alex, it looked like they were setting up some kind of a stage to celebrate the Hunger Games or something. I mean, it's like some kind of a phony propaganda thing.
I was just about to blurp in and say it's like the Hunger Games, and then you said it, because it literally is a big pageant to project their BS that almost no one's buying.
It is. It's preposterous, yeah.
The scientific polls are 80 to 91%. Now they've got polls out going, well, the majority, 65%, don't believe it. It's like even Kerry doesn't believe it now. It's a total cave-in.
That's right.
And they're now reversing the polls to try to shovel all this BS down our throats and literally say questioning known liars is a conspiracy theory. So that's what this comes down to. It's about the free press. It's about the war between the new real press and the state-run media. Everybody out there who has a blog, a YouTube channel, whatever you see, whatever you report, you are more important than the dinosaur media. They have a history of lying and deceit and manipulation, and it's the alternative media and citizen journalists that are the cutting edge of liberty. It's an info war. And it is not a spectator sport. Everybody's got to get in the game, and more people have been getting in the game. The old corporate whore media does not want you in the game. They want you as a spectator being shoveled bull from behind the wizard's curtain. Well, we're pulling that curtain back. That's what we're doing here today, and we're restoring this republic so America can again be an example of liberty. Not that we've ever been perfect, but now we become an example of stinking tyranny, a giant evil citadel of world corruption used by private corporations to establish planetary fraud. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen, in defiance of the globalist with David Knight in Austin, Texas. And I tell you, the mayor says you're not allowed to say you don't believe the official story. Well, what do you tell the mayor? I tell the mayor he can go to hell. All right, that's real media right there. I mean, look, I know Kim Jong-un's a dictator. I'll say he's one. I know this mayor, this guy would like us all to be his slave as well. I got news for you, punk. My kids and my family and my time, my energy, and my free speech don't belong to you. So get that through your head. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. And if you're watching this transmission or listening, you know what you are. You are the hope.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Alex is in Dallas, and he's there because they're preparing for the celebration, or I should say the commemoration, of the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And Alex is just walking around looking at the sets they're preparing, and it just struck me, we talked about this in the last segment, it struck me about the irony that this looks exactly like something from the Hunger Games, this carefully controlled propaganda exercise. And it was just this week that Donald Sutherland was promoting the movie, and he said he wanted to start a revolution. He wanted the younger generation to understand how they're being lied to, how they're being manipulated. Well, go there. If you're in Dallas, take a look and see what they're doing. And we've got an FM 104.1. You can use that as kind of a distributed megaphone system. Take to the streets. Shout out. Tell them what you are seeing there. Tell them that you don't want to be controlled. You don't want to be throttled. You don't want to be shoved into the side. And Alex is there right now, and that's exactly what you're seeing there, isn't it, Alex?
Absolutely. I'm about to walk up on the top of the grassy knoll and interview some of the folks up there, but you're absolutely right. It's key for people today, tomorrow, you name it, to drive around with their cars turned up all the way around crowds of people with 104.1, where we have a 10-minute loop report that goes when we're not live. But we'll be live this evening from about 4 to 6 o'clock with the march that's listed up on Infowars.com in the live JFK free speech page, where we're going to be on this evening at 4 o'clock and then marching at 5 down here for free speech. And it looks like the establishment's backed off from now because they realize they don't want another Tiananmen Square on their hands. They don't want to show the world what tyrants they are. They don't want cameras seeing it. They tried it. They failed so far. They tried last night. They failed. And I'm not saying all the police are evil, but they're being given evil orders. And then we've got another demonstration tomorrow, 11 a.m. And again, that park is only about five blocks away, and it's listed on Infowars.com. And there's also a video on Infowars.com that has the 10-minute recording on it that breaks all of that down. It's called JFK Truth Radio 104.1. So that's what's happening here. And again, this is all about free speech. This is all about the attack that's taking place on the First Amendment. And so we had to come here. I mean, just like when they're trying to restrict guns, I do open carry marches in at the Alamo with other patriots. First Amendment. We've also got the Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Fourth Amendment. It's all under massive attack. And so that's why we're here, to let them know that we're not going to put up with it. There's always a battle back and forth between those that love liberty and those that want to oppress and love tyranny. They tried to say it was illegal to have these signs out here. We're doing it. So let's go ahead now and let's go on up here towards the grassy knoll and memorial that they built here. And they've blocked it off so that you can't get behind the picket fence where the real shots were taken. And they've got, I think that's Russian TV. We ought to get some video of that. Turn around and just show this right here. Go ahead and get a shot of this. I wonder what the foreign press is saying. It'd be interesting to talk to them. In fact, when they're done, we ought to talk to some of the foreign press and see if they're as controlled as the level of media we have here. Where are you from, bro? Belgium. You got 10 seconds to talk to me? Alex Jones here. All right. Do you believe the official story that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
I don't have to believe. I'm a journalist. I analyze the facts and I heard the witnesses. But I do not have to decide something.
Exactly. So as a researcher and a citizen, do you believe the official story?
It's a belief, a personal belief. And I told you I'm a journalist and I'm here to work. So I will not give my advice because it's my
but you don't buy. But I mean, if I asked you if Santa Claus was real, you could say no, he's not, even though you're a journalist. Okay, is the sky gray?
The sky is for me gray for this moment. Yeah.
Okay, is Santa Claus real?
I still believe in Saint Nicholas.
Okay, so obviously you believe then that one man killed Kennedy as well.
Maybe I was not here and I didn't participate at the commission at the...
You believe there were WMDs in Iraq?
I don't know. I was not in Iraq. I try to tell what I see and what I can...
But old journalism was actually going out and finding the truth. Nowadays, it's like you're not allowed to have an opinion. It's like, is that building have red bricks? I cannot say. Does that woman look beautiful? I cannot say. Does that food taste good? I cannot say. Is our government evil? I cannot say.
Okay. If you want that I say that it wasn't possible, I say it wasn't possible.
Okay. Absolutely. No, but I mean, you know the truth. I mean, at a certain point, look, I mean, as a reporter, as an analyst, as a pundit, I say what I think, but I also do journalist work. There's a lot of stuff I can't say what happened. We don't know exactly why the Concorde blew up or whatever. We have ideas. We don't know why the Hindenburg blew up. But I mean, we don't know what really happened with the Maine, though we think it was a false flag. But with this, we know it's totally fake. The Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen. A year later, that's declassified. God bless you there in Belgium, sir. What's your name?
Matthew.
We'll be right back. It's the InfoWar from Dealey Plaza, the 50th anniversary. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We've got Alex is in Dallas. This is the day before the anniversary of the 50th shooting, of the 50th anniversary of the shooting of JFK. And Alex was just talking to a journalist from Belgium, and the guy really didn't want to have an opinion. He didn't really want to know. He said, I'm a journalist. I'm not supposed to know these things. Well, I wonder if he thinks it's a story when the government censors information, when the government hides information. Does he think that's a story, Alex? What do you think?
Well, he finally admitted that he knows it's impossible for Lee Harvey Oswald to do that. and that the whole thing's basically a fraud. But as a, quote, journalist, he wasn't going to say that in that capacity.
Right.
He made the joke first that he believed in Santa Claus. But I have major breaking news, and I'm not going to give away who it was. It was a major of the big global three wires. There's only three. UPI used to be one of them, was four. But there's only three. Reuters, AP, and AFP, French news agency, which is as big as AP worldwide. They got reporters all over the place. And I guess BBC is kind of a global wire that's big as well. So there's only five or six things total. I'm not going to say which one. And we've been interviewed by the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. There's a whole bunch of newspapers talking to us during breaks and stuff. And mainly Gucciardi's doing the interviews because I'm live on air. And he spent some time with one of these reporters. And this person, we're going to say male or female, really spilt the beans to him about what's going on. And I've been told similar things like this years ago by AP reporters and folks that, oh, my gosh, they really did kill this story. Oh, my gosh, they really did stop it. Oh, my gosh, this has never happened to me. Because they usually aren't doing politics or key events like we're seeing right here today. And for the listeners, we're going to stop at the next hour. David Knight will take over and take your calls and cover other global news on Obamacare and all the police state and the NSA things and even mainstream media admitting Obama's acting as a dictator on so many fronts. People are getting out of their denial, folks. And it's not that Obama is even the cause of all this, even though I don't like Obama the person. I didn't like George W. Bush. It's that it's just getting worse and worse. The establishment is more naked when it comes to all this and is getting away with more. But at the same time, folks are waking up more, so they just don't even care. So it's like the immovable object comes up against the invincible force. But Gucciardi, and I saw this happening. We even have a little bit of tape of it. And he said, hey, don't film this. But we've got this documented, but we're not going to blow their cover. Anthony Gucciardi, you've got the floor here for folks watching at Infowars.com/show, PrisonPlanet.tv, the huge radio audience that's out there. Tell folks, I mean, we're behind the curtain here, ladies and gentlemen, behind the Wizard of Oz Hollywood production, blowing it wide open, and that even the prostitute media, I've talked to a bunch of them off record, they're like saying, look, I agree with you. That guy from Belgium just did, under pressure. But tell folks what the major newswire told you.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been here for a while with these signs, and the whole thing has been, you know, we should be arrested under city ordinance, which now trumps the Constitution, for holding a sign and daring to speak out. But we were standing around. I was speaking to a few individuals from the press, but this one individual, was watching me for a while, and he came up, and he just kind of patted me on the shoulder. He said, hey, I'm a big fan of you and Alex. Can I tell you something off the record in confidence? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, I know your track record. I know I can tell you this.
They said, yes.
So I said, okay, you know, what's going on? And they said, well, I was sent here from this major global wire, and they wanted me to talk about how you guys are crazy conspiracy theorists for denying the official story and all of that stuff. And he's like, but I know that you did that protest yesterday with the signs. And he's like, is that really true that you could be arrested for having a sign? And I said, well, yeah, it is. The actual police person told me.
It's in the Dallas Morning News.
It's in the Dallas Morning News. And he says, well, you know, I'm not from Dallas. This is so amazing to me. He's like, did you see they're paving over the X where JFK was shot? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I want to tell you this. This is all off record. I'm going to protect him because he's actually a good journalist. He said, I'm going to write a good piece about you guys. He said, I'm going to do the best I can because they want me to come and just talk about how crazy you are for denying it, talk about how the facts are on their side and how we're denying the government story. He said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, even just questioning the government now, it's like you're supposed to be some type of lunatic. He was sent out to defame us.
Tell folks about it.
Yeah, exactly. He was sent out to talk about how insane we were for questioning what 90% of the nation already questions. But then his whole thing was, wait a minute, they're not even here about that. They're here for the free speech issue. He sees them covering up the X marks the spot on the assassination attempt. He saw the police come like a phalanx troops from ancient Greek just marching up to arrest Alex for daring to speak out yesterday.
We have that video. We're going to get up tonight. Look, there they are covering it right now. They keep talking, but show the X. Look, they're covering it.
They're covering the X, and he came over to me and he said, you know, I've been in this country for a while, and I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this. He was absolutely blown away. Scared even, and he was just telling me, yeah, they want me to go and make a big deal out of this, say you're conspiracy theorist, but I've been talking to you, I've been following your stuff, you guys are right on. And I said, you know, you're actually a real journalist. And he said, well, thank you. The problem is being a real journalist is hard now, because if I submit this story and actually talk, you know, about the reality of it, they might not approve it. So I hope to God that actual story gets out and hope he's not squelched because it's a major wire.
Here's a big secret. I've been told by huge national writers. They go, look, I like you. I know it's true. They're so evil above me that I'm going to write a super sarcastic, nasty hate piece about you that'll actually backfire. How's that sound? I go, oh, and I get it. So the writers are smart and sophisticated, and their idiot bosses let them do it, and then all the comments are against it. So people are rebelling against this Ceausescu, Kim Jong-un crap on every front.
Well, they also know that Gallup polls show less than 20% actually trust the mainstream media. So they're also looking at it in a way, I think he was also angling at the fact that he knows his career is dying, and he's kind of angling.
He's damned if he does, damned if he does, or doesn't.
And he wants to really join in with us because this is the emerging new real media, and he sees that. He's a smart guy. I mean, a lot of these press individuals, all of them filming us right now, are pretty smart, and they understand that their major corporations they're working for that are government-funded are tanking, and they're going under. I mean, there's a reason they're also filming us, because this is the reality of what's going on. They're talking, you know, they're sitting around waiting around for the official story people to come out and tout their nonsense when we're actually making change.
They're waiting for the great and powerful Oz to announce that Lee Harvey Oswald did it and Obamacare's free and it works great and everything's fine. The dollar's not being devalued and banker bailouts aren't a scam and everything's wonderful. Don't listen to the bad conspiracy theorists. Don't think for yourself. I am the great and powerful Oz of Belo Corporation in Dallas, and we've been covering this up for 50 years, and you will get in line and do what we say. But everyone's deserting him en masse. Mainstream media's got 16% approval rating in Gallup, 16% alternative media over 70. And again, they can't stop us. Internet censorship, nothing. I want more media. I want freedom for my children. I'm not in competition. I'm in competition against tyranny to bring it down. That's the mission. That's the goal. And it's exciting. David Knight, your take on this. Leanne McAdoo, whoever wants to pop in here. Leanne, we're going to talk to David Knight in a moment. Great job holding that sign up. Get you already. Take over for her. Leanne, what is your take being here?
I can't believe we infiltrated that. That was amazing. And all the mainstream media back here.
I'd be amazed that we got to go on public property. Oh, my God, the police let us on public property. I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying we should be able to go in there and do anything we want. We should be able to go to the event. I mean, they shouldn't gate off the whole public.
We should be able to shoot the moon.
Yeah, we should be able to shoot the moon. I mean,
why do they only want Dallas residents inside the gates? And I'm amazed that they just said, well, wow. And the mainstream media, they all kind of looked and pointed their cameras and went, hey, why didn't we get to get inside of there?
Yeah, they were all going, why are they in there? Oh, my God.
Because we don't follow orders. And then they call
the police. No, here's why. They don't want to arrest us and give us the attention. In fact, I wish I wouldn't have left last night because that was a lowest level order to get me arrested. And that was a lower level order. And I'm sure that they put the kibosh on it later. But anyways, how long do we have till we got a break, Knight?
We've got about 9 minutes, Alex. You know,
all right, let's go over here. Go ahead. I'm going to walk over some police, but you go ahead and make your point. Oh, make it just a moment because they see me.
Sure.
Hi, officers. How you doing? Hi, ma'am. How you doing? Hi, how you doing, sir? Hey, how's it going? Hi, I'm Alex Jones. Can we shake hands? What's your name? Hey, Chris. We're broadcasting worldwide. How you doing today?
Wonderful.
You don't do interviews? Well, we're just here hanging out because I heard there's an ordinance that we can't hang out or hand out flyers or have signs. Is that true?
Nope.
That's not true, but the mayor said so.
You'd have to talk to the mayor then, wouldn't you?
Oh, he doesn't like what the mayor did. See, the police are not enforcing what the mayor's doing. That cop just gave me the look of like, yes, we're not going to arrest people for handing out flyers. And that's why you got to push tyrants, folks, is to make the police have a debate about following Kim Jong-un, North Korean-level garbage. You have to force them and push them so that in their own system, in government corporations everywhere, our own families, we have to push for what's right so there's an internal debate about it and so that justice can then come out with the moral high ground. But if you never take the field, all you do is lose. And that's what we're doing here. Let's talk to some more folks. Come on with me. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you. Hey, officer, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones. How you doing? Enjoying the weather today? you expecting a big crowd tomorrow? Well, anyways, the officers aren't very talkative today. Oh, boy. Well, anyways, I wonder when will the mayor be here? Does anybody know when his illustrious Kim Jong-un? Isn't that the new mayor of Dallas, Kim Jong-un? Like, only you're allowed to only have stuff he approves? Where is Kim Jong-un? Because I'm looking for him, but I can't find him. There's some of the mainstream media. There is a statue of Kim Jong-un, the grandson of the immortal founder of North Korea. And we are here at North Korea on the Trinity River in northeast Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, with all these thought criminals who are standing against Ceausescu, I meant Stalin, I meant Mao, I meant Hitler, I meant the mayor. Anyways, David Knight, you were trying to say something.
You know, Alex, I have absolutely no doubt that if you were standing there by yourself without all those cameras around you, they would have you on the ground beating and tasing you right now. It shows the importance of the First and the Second Amendment. We saw that when we went down to the Alamo. We saw people rallying for the open carry down there, and we saw the police leaving them alone. And they had previously arrested several people for lawful open carry. But when they had 1,000 people down there doing open carry, they left everybody alone. As a crowd began to thin out,
that's right,
they came after individuals. There's strength in numbers. That's right. Why people need to stand up, and they need to come out, and they need to protest the suppression of the First Amendment now.
I agree, folks. Elvis is here. Let's go talk to him. Absolutely. You use it or you lose it. A free people will be free. A nation of sheep. Elvis, you're still alive. Ladies and gentlemen, we found the real Elvis. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, that's when we were in a public place, Elvis. Where have you been hiding all these years? Oh, my gosh, it's the real Elvis. How many attacks have you had today, sir? Anyways, for folks that don't know Elvis lore, that's how many fruit cocktails he took of different drugs. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're here. David Knight is running the command base. We are in orbit in Dallas here on the 50th anniversary coming up in less than 24 hours. And they've got some live boomboxing going on here. David, again, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's just amazing, and this is nothing new. We've seen that they've weaponized the term conspiracy theorist. That was done in reaction to people wanting to find the truth about the JFK assassination, not believing the improbable, impossible stories that they're being fed by the official government story. That's something that's been happening a long time. Operation Mockingbird was also a CIA operation to get the editors to try to do character assassination. We've got about 5 minutes.
You know what? Robert Groden yesterday, we tried to interview him but had technical difficulties. We've had unbelievable good connection today. Let's bring in the cameras and do a five-minute interview with him. We'll go to break, do some final interviews, and let you cover other news in the next hour. And then, of course, we're going to have live streams today from like 4 to 6:30 or so with the march. We need everybody to come out to that. That is essential for free speech. Robert Groden, good to see you. I hadn't seen you in years.
How you been?
Good to see you, brother. Well, you've got the floor. I want you to talk about whatever you want for 5 minutes till we go to break. The police threatened to arrest us last night. They backed off now. Thanks to your work, your lawsuits, all of it. It looks like by exercising the First Amendment, we are recapturing it.
Let's hope so. You know, 3 years ago, they threw me in jail for just sitting here talking about the assassination. And it's been 3 years now. We still haven't gotten into court on it yet, but the case is alive. And
again, you're one of the leading JFK researchers in the world.
That's what I've been told.
I'm just introducing you to the folks out there.
Thanks, Alex.
Give folks your website.
The website is jfkmurder.com.
Okay, now, break down the essence of what's happened on the 50th anniversary coming up tomorrow. I mean, you're on national transmission. Tell folks what the essence of it.
Well, very simply, the city of Dallas wants to keep people with our viewpoint out of Dealey Plaza. They have taken a federal landmark and illegally closed it off to the public. They're only allowing people in who they think ought to be here, their own people. And they've allowed a total of 5,000 people in. They've had over 15,000 requests. So there's going to be at least 10,000 people that are going to be disappointed.
It's amazing, but they were threatening to arrest me last night. Now they've backed off handing out flyers. What do you think's happened?
Well, I think that the bad publicity is finally getting to them. They're realizing that they're living up to their stereotype, and it's not a good thing for the city, and it's not a good thing for those who care about what happened to President Kennedy.
What is their stereotype?
The stereotype is back then in 1963-64, the city of hate. Well, that's pretty much the way it is now. They're trying to keep people out of here who've been dealing with this for the last 49 years.
What is this bizarre patching up where they shot him, and it makes it look worse? It's bizarre. It's like mental illness.
Well, 19 years ago when I moved to Dallas, I put X's down in the street showing where the bullets struck, first and last. And they've been down here for 19 years. Now, all of a sudden, for the event here, they dug up those parts of the street.
But before, all it was, I guess, paint or something. Why cut the whole street up and make it look horrible? It's like crazy.
Well, it gives them an excuse, I suppose. What a representative of the city said is they didn't want people tripping over the X, which was about a millimeter deep. What it was tape. It was never paint. It was tape.
That's right, tape. But kind of, I guess, cooked down by the sun.
That's correct.
Man, I tell you, I'm still working on that film you're in. It's going to come out someday. You're doing such great work with everything. But I tell you, I mean, we've talked to international media, major wires who've been told to demonize us for questioning the official liars. And it's even freaking mainstream media out how controlled this is.
Well, you know, that's what I've been dealing with out here in the plaza for the last 19 years. The point is that the people, you see all the people that are around here, hundreds, thousands of them, they know the truth. They know there was a conspiracy, and they're here because of that.
The average poll shows 80 to 90%, as you know, don't believe the official story. Even the Secretary of State's come out and said he doesn't buy it because he knows how asinine it is to, you know, to say it does it. They've lost the war to cover this up. But talking to people here in the last few decades, working with Oliver Stone here on the film, JFK, what percentage don't believe the official story?
Well, as far as I understand it, it's 85 to 90%. It may be greater than that.
That's what we see in the index of hundreds of polls.
That's true. You know, sometime after the movie JFK was released, it was much greater than that. It was 95% or greater. The same percentage of proof of conspiracy.
You're a top consultant on that. Well, Mr. Grodin, we're going to be out here tomorrow interviewing you live for extended coverage. God bless you. Thanks for talking to us. And thanks for being out here, folks. Yeah. The truth's coming out, and nothing can stop it. The more they try to suppress it, the more it will rise. Operation Liberty Rising from Dealey Plaza, 50-year anniversary, starts now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in Austin, and Alex is in Dallas, and he's walking around and reporting on the suspension of free speech, the control of speech in Dallas. Alex, you there?
Absolutely, but it didn't work. It totally backfired. Almost everyone I've talked to does not buy into the official story. And look, you have the mainstream state-run media here. Get me shots of this, Josh. Come on in here, my friend. Got a lot of other media following us. You've got the state-run media all waiting to get their corporate talking points. Let's go down here. You've got them already behind the grassy knoll, behind the famous picket fence, to fire their propaganda out worldwide against the people of the world. I guess that bird right there didn't know that he needed a permit to be back there, and of course they won't give you a permit. This is absolutely incredible. This is absolutely amazing. And so what I'm going to do now is tell the corporate mainstream media that we are awake to their activities and that we are done with them, and that the people are aware of them reading off scripts and only putting out the official lie that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. We are awake, and we are here to tell you that the mainstream media is dying because the people know you are state-run corporate media. Bottom line, you're a fraud, and you're a joke, and you're collapsing, and you and the government will never shut down the true alternative media. You're done, and all your fraud is coming down like Humpty Dumpty. The people are waking up to the corporate, government-funded, state-run media. Infowars.com, 104.1, taking the airwaves back, 104.1. Yeah. All right. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Yeah. Give them some more, brother. Tell them the people are waking up. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a big effect here today. What'd you think of that, David?
That's great, Alex. I'm sure that
the mayor said he would clap anybody in irons did that.
That's right. They put people in boxes at political conventions now, and whenever they have a commemoration of the assassination, they don't want anybody talking about anything other than their controlled media. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, let me see if I can interview with this officer. Hey, how you doing, sir? How's the weather today? I'm an average slave who pays his salary. Well, actually, he writes me tickets to get that. But we're here, and the godlike police are here, and though they're not talking to us. Hey, how you doing today, sir? Good. Well, here you are. We're absolutely taking free speech back on 104.1. We are absolutely, with the flyers and everything else, taking everything back. And we are here. The mayor said there's no free speech. This is North Korea, that it's the capital of North Korea, and it's not. It's Texas. And there are a lot of good people in this town who don't want to be slaves. So the police just act so upset when I try to talk to them because it's so abnormal to, like, actually want to talk to a god. It's kind of like in Ghostbusters when she says, "Are you a god?" And they go, "No, then die." Because that's basically what's going on here. Let me tell you, let's get McBreen over here. Darren McBreen reporting for InfoWars.com, the nightly news. Darren, what's your take on how they're totally backing off now on violating the First Amendment? Everybody's got to get out to the rally that starts at 4, then we march down here at 5 in Dallas tonight. In fact, what's the name of that park again? It's listed on InfoWars. Ferris Park. Everybody, 4 o'clock. Try to get off work early. We're going to march at 5 down to Dealey Plaza and retake the right of assembly. Darren, take us out to break.
All right, this is backfiring on them big time. That's what I say, because everybody I've talked to so far, a lot of people are on the fence. They're not sure if Oswald acted alone, so to speak. But now they're wondering why the censorship. They're wondering why the barricades. They're wondering what the government has to hide.
Well, the government has nothing to hide. I mean, the government literally... Well, when the government goes to the bathroom, it creates gold coins. I mean, they made the earth.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio in Austin, and Alex is in Dallas, and he's got some information about what's going to be happening later today. There's going to be a rally at Ferris Park. Alex, give us some more details.
Well, if you go up to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you see the live JFK Defensive First Amendment section. That's got all the live Ustream feeds when we're not just here on the radio / TV show. It's got the backup feeds. It's got the maps of where we met last night, where we're meeting this afternoon, and where we're marching at about 11:30 to 12:30 to the moment of silence down to Dealey Plaza to basically dominate the corporate whore media and make them cover that people disagree with the official story because we have the facts and we have the evidence. So that's why we're here, to defend the First Amendment and to make sure that real history gets looked at. And so, again, I know you and Jakari Jackson are coming up in the next hour. You got a lot of news. Open the phones up, cover a lot of special reports we haven't gotten to. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be down here live again, and I'll be taking calls tomorrow. Really important we do that. But again, they were going to try to make us basically back off. They were threatening to arrest us. We left. They came to arrest me. Today, it's a different story because they understand that will then backfire on them. And we're not going to try to provocateur anything or be provocative so they do arrest us. Believe me, I don't want to go to Lusteric. It's a horrible jail. But at the same time, I will exercise the First Amendment, and that's just the way it is. And if they want to try to push us around, well, then they're going to have another thing coming because we are not slaves. We're not turning over our birthright, a basic freedom of assembly, and holding up signs in places like Dallas, Texas. I mean, give me a break. We have police on video saying you'll be arrested if you have signs anywhere in Dallas. And now they're backing off. And we handed out 30,000 flyers, and folks are listening everywhere to 104.1, which will be up for the next 2 days. It'll be off by Saturday afternoon when we pull up stakes and go back south down to Austin. But great job there riding shotgun for us, David Knight. And I know you've got a ton of news that is coming up, but I'm here right now up on the grassy knoll right above where Kennedy got shot, and there is the ultra-bizarre, let's walk down here, there is the ultra-bizarre scene of a steamroller, of a roller, they're literally now paving over the spots where they had X's where Kennedy got shot. I mean, look at that down there. This is the bizarreness of when they put on one of these events, they'll even plant trees behind the president or whatever, or they'll change things, because it's all about what suit they're wearing, what they're saying to make it look credible, even though they're lying to you. So this is the ultra-bizarre scene with the big set, with the big lights, so the mayor can get up there and try to put himself on the national scene. It is just absolutely beyond asinine that this is going on. They have a Texas flag, an American flag, how it's patriotic to believe the official baloney story. It is asinine. This is also costing us a lot of money to put the team up here and do this. We sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com, books, videos, T-shirts. Please go to the site. Check it out. Get the ProPure promo code WATER20, 20% off. We're only going to run that another week or so because we're selling out of them. It's the lowest price anywhere. Get the iodine, the best iodine out there for my research. It's available. We've got more of that in now. And it is you funding us that allows us to have the films, the nightly news, these great reporters, these great researchers, these great people. So I just want a round of applause for the whole InfoWars team. Everybody's always thanking me, but just the InfoWars team doing a fabulous job in defiance. I mean, they were almost arresting McAdoo last night, but she still stood firm. McBreen. Everybody here, it's just absolutely fabulous. John Bowne, they threatened you yesterday when you were over there, kicked you out.
Yeah, they kicked me out of up there behind the grassy knoll and right over there.
That's right, it was all on television. So that's it. We're going to come back with David Knight and more, but just be there if you can. Ferris Park, 4:30 at 5. We're going to march down and retake free speech down to Dealey Plaza. This is what it's all about. It's simple. Use your liberty muscles or you will lose them. Now, I know there's a ton of other news we haven't covered. Huge developments on Obamacare, NSA, police state, dads getting arrested trying to get their kids. Get to all that news. See how much you can cram in like it's an hour news show. And then take some calls at the bottom of the hour. I'm Alex Jones, quarterbacking from the ground. And at the command base, the Austin, Texas, Houston command base, is David Knight and the rest of the crew, and they're doing a great job.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in Austin, and we've just been talking to Alex in Dallas about the censorship that's going on there, the control of the press, the alternative press, only official press that are going to stick to the story. Only people that know the mayor, the insiders, only they're going to be allowed to go to this carefully orchestrated, carefully prepared pageant there. And I don't know if we still have that shot of what they're doing to the road there. Do we still have that shot, guys? Yeah, look at that. This is live. They're in the rain, and they're paving over the road where the spot was. We have activists who have put an X on the road where Kennedy was shot. Now, they were telling people, and this is typical of the way they do this. They have a preposterous explanation as to why they've got to do this. They say that they don't want people to trip over the X. Well, the X is a piece of tape on the road. And that's typical of the kind of nonsense that people have been fed since this happened 50 years ago. This is why there is a huge movement to find out what really happened. This is why so many people don't believe the official story. It was really a seminal moment when people saw live on television the president shot dead. Everybody that was alive knows what they were doing when that happened. We also saw Oswald get shot, but we saw a cover-up. We saw lies. We saw ridiculous stories being foisted on us by the mainstream media, and they weren't really even aware of how ridiculous their stories were. Nobody believed them. Nobody's believed them. And the more we look, the less we believe them. But they think that they can lie to us. And as long as all three of the major networks would do it, then everybody would believe them and there wouldn't be any issue. But people can see through the lies, just like we're seeing through the lies that Obama is feeding us today. Just like we see behind the scandals of Benghazi, we understand what's going on with Obamacare. You can tell us that it works. You can tell us that people are signing up in inflated numbers, that tens of thousands of people are getting insurance. We don't believe that. Even if it were true, millions of people are having their insurance canceled, because it's not the kind of Cadillac policy that the insurance companies want. The corporate insurance companies are dictating this thing from the get-go. People can now see that. If you're a male and you're forced to buy maternity insurance and you're single and you don't have a wife, you're forced to buy pediatric care and you don't have children, people understand that that's a fraud being perpetrated on them by the insurance companies with the help of the government. That's why the insurance premiums are doubling, tripling, in some cases going up by a factor of 500%. And that's why the deductibles are going up. So you got people that are seeing their insurance plans go up to be the price of a new car payment or maybe the price of their home payment. And so they can't afford their mortgages. They can't afford a new car. It's taking down the economy. It is a massive transfer of wealth. Now, there's a huge socialism aspect of this, a transference of wealth. And that was by design from a lot of people from the middle class to the lower class. But that's not as much of a wealth transfer as a transfer from the middle class to the 1% of the 1% giant mega corporations, the insurance companies that are dictating this. But Alex is up in Dallas because we're not going to take this suspension of the First Amendment. We've seen this happen over and over again at political conventions. They herd everybody into these pens. They don't let anybody actually do any protesting. The First Amendment says that we have a right to peacefully assemble and redress the government for grievances. Well, people in Dallas have a grievance. We are very much aggrieved about the fact that we've been lied to for 50 years. And so he's up there taking it back. And it's very interesting that after the encounter last night, the police have now pulled back. We publicized what they did last night when they came back. They threatened to arrest Alex. They came back to find him. He had already left. They were telling people that they couldn't carry signs, that they couldn't get within 75 feet of the road. And so that was publicized quite a bit. We put that all over the website. It's kind of gone viral. And so today they took a very different approach. Today what they kind of did was the way they acted in San Antonio when we had the open carry rally, they kind of pulled back. They stayed cool until everybody started to leave. And then the last few people that were there really got hassled, didn't they, Jakari? I'm joined here by Jakari Jackson.
Yes, they did, David Knight. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because whether it's the current situation in Dallas or the situation we had in San Antonio or even the situation here in Austin at South by Southwest, when our street team was told that they couldn't hand out flyers and so forth and bumper stickers, free magazines, lo and behold, in the land of the free, when people stood up against that and came out against it, the police backed off.
Yeah.
You know, even with a bumper sticker thing. Okay, Alex, we don't want to get sued. You go out to San Antonio, the police chief's sitting right there. He didn't like it. You know, he's standing right there in front of Kit with his arms folded and, with the Fed standing next to him. He didn't like it, but he went through it. And we see the same situation right now going on in Dallas.
They will take targets of opportunity. If you do not stand up for your rights, they assume that you're just a passive sheep, and they will treat you like that.
And you're talking about sheep. Now, we reported on this story last night about the police chief in Fort Worth. You know, they were pulling people over, drawing blood and saliva and all that stuff. And a lot of people weren't aware that this was a voluntary thing. Well, today the police chief, maybe if you guys can get a dot cam, he came out and apologizes for the roadblocks. You know, just because
denied that there were any roadblocks. They had nothing to do with it.
There weren't any going on to begin with. But then when it got enough press attention, people came out and said, hey, man, this isn't right. He had to come out and issue a public statement. And just doing that, just standing up against these people sometimes is enough.
That's right. You know, one of the first reports I did when I came here to InfoWars was drawing the analogy to a wild animal, to a bear. I was struck when we were back in North Carolina. We went to the mountains. The pamphlet that they handed out said, you know, do not act passively to the bears. You know, if you try to run, but even if you are kind of passive and you kind of try to walk away and be quiet, they might attack you. So if you see a bear, you wave your arms, you scream at them, you act aggressive, you throw stuff at them. That's the way the government is. The government is a predator. The government will take targets of opportunity. And it will, we just saw this week when we tried to get information from the TSA. Give you the runaround. We saw it with Alex when he's trying to talk to the police. They just stand there and won't even talk to him. It's just amazing. They talk all the time about how they're public servants. They're not public servants.
Yeah, they take the day off and don't have anybody to replace
them. Absolutely. Yeah, to fill you in on the story. So Jakari and I were trying to get some information from the TSA. And we're trying to call them. We're trying to talk to the TSA public information officer. That's his job. He's there to provide information to the public. That's what he does. He wouldn't answer the phone, wouldn't return our call. So it's like, let's take the camera. We'll go down there. We'll talk to him in person. Of course, we get the runaround, several different levels. Finally, they turn us over to the Austin Airport Authority. We get two or three different people there. Finally, one guy takes it upon himself to come down and talk to us. And he was really put out that he had to come down. Now, he's a public information officer, too.
He was.
What an inconvenience that he had to come down and talk to people like us. And he would not get on camera. Demanded that we turn the camera off and dressed us down for having the audacity to ask questions of our lords and masters. Public information officer to give us some information. We want to know, are you going to be putting in these detention pods in Austin? Have you got any plans to do this? Now, he told us some stuff, but I'm not going to go on the record. I'm not going to say that. He's fearful. He needs to get this stuff approved by his masters at a higher level, somebody that's high enough that they've got political connections that no matter what they say, I guess they're not going to get fired. So he wants our questions in advance, and then he will pass his answers up to somebody, get approved,
I will,
and talk to us.
I will give that guy the credit that he did email me after we spoke that day, and he said he passed our information on to the regional director of TSA, whoever that may be. Haven't heard anything back from them.
That's right.
You know, because that's right. That's how the cycle
that's
runs.
The way it will get.
You know, he did his due diligence in the end, but still, you know, the circle keeps spinning.
Well, and it was amazing, too, because he said it was one of their busiest days of the year because Formula One was ending here in Austin, and everybody was leaving at once. I've been to the airport when it's been busy, and it didn't look that busy to me. It looked like Thanksgiving.
Remember, he said, like, yeah, this is our busiest day of the year. I was like, more than Thanksgiving, more than Christmas? Because maybe it was busy that morning, but by the time we got there, it seemed like normal airport traffic, nothing I'd never seen before.
Well, and of course,
fly that often.
The very first Thanksgiving, after they put in the naked body scanners, and everybody was going to have the opt-out protest to shut everything down, they just turned off all their procedures. They didn't pat anybody down. Mm-hmm. They turned everything on the busiest day of the year worldwide, nationwide.
That important.
That's right. So they knew that there was no threat. They knew it at that time. They knew it at the time that they were threatening Texas. We had a bill in mid-2011 to bring criminal charges against any TSA who were sexually abusing people at the checkpoints. And that passed unanimously in the House. As it was coming up in the Senate, they got a hold of David Dewhurst, who has got a lot of connections to the CIA. He's our lieutenant governor. He worked for them for years for the CIA before he became lieutenant governor. And so they intimidated him and the people in the Senate, and they said, basically, we're going to enact a no-fly zone over Texas. We're going to shut down your airports if you mess with the TSA, if you restrict them in any way whatsoever. At the same time they were doing that, an internal memo said that the TSA knew that there were no terrorist threats against airports or airplanes being planned, that the terrorists were pulling back and they were propagandizing, recruiting, and fundraising. And so they were lying to the public, telling us that they're having to do this very dangerous thing to keep us safe. They've got to destroy our liberties. Mm-hmm. They've got to fondle and handle us. They've got to treat us like slaves. But it was all a bluff.
It's all security theater. You know, I'm sure the average TSA worker is a good-hearted person who believes that they're, really Team America, World Police, trying to keep the world safe. But it's exactly security theater. They get the plastic badge. I'm not knocking because they wear a plastic badge.
Right.
But they have very minimal, if at all, training. They think they can read people's minds. I'm not making this stuff up. They have these naked body scanners. They're patting people down. These guys aren't, trained,
Well, it's the people at the top. It's just like what we heard from this reporter who came up and talked to Anthony Gucciardi and said, I was told by my editors to come down and do a hit piece on you guys. And then he came down and he saw that what we were saying was really true, that the city of Dallas had actually enacted and was trying to enforce this ordinance saying that if you get within 75 feet of the road, then you can be arrested. You can't hold signs. It was absolutely insane. That and he realized that.
That is. And I'm glad you brought that up, talking about the distance between a zone. Right now in the city of Austin, I guess we can talk about this more on the other side, but right now in the city of Austin, they're trying to have a fast food ban, which bans any new restaurants or fast food restaurants, and I'm not a GMO guy, but from building near a school or public area where children may loiter.
Oh, there we go.
Children go everywhere.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to protect us. They're going to take away our liberties so they can make us secure. You're not free if they control you. If they control you, you're a slave. We'll be right back.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I'm joined in studio with Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be taking your calls. The number here to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Call in and tell us what you think about the censorship that's going on in Dallas. Tell us what you think about the JFK assassination. But primarily we're focused on this censorship, the suppression of the First Amendment, the suppression of the right of people to peacefully assemble, to talk about what their government is doing. It's absolutely amazing. Now, one of the key figures of the JFK assassination investigation was Jim Morrison. And in 1967, he was remarkably allowed, to have a rebuttal on NBC for about a half hour talking about the ways that they had slandered his investigation, trying to get to the bottom of the shooting. And so we've got a tape here of Jim Garrison, and I want you to listen to what he says about this and see how this applies. Think about this in terms of what's going on today in Dallas.
The people of this country don't have to be protected from the truth. This country was not built on the idea that a handful of nobles, whether located in our federal agencies in Washington, D.C., or in the news agencies in New York, should decide what was good for the people to know and what they should not know. This is a totalitarian concept, which presumes that the leaders of our federal government and the men in control of the powerful press media constitute a special elite, which by virtue of their nobility and their brilliance empower them to think for the people. Personally, I would rather put my confidence in the common sense of the people of this country. The truth about the assassination of the president has been concealed from you long enough. Those forces which are fighting so hard today to tell you that they have examined the Warren report and that everything is fine and that our investigation has uncovered nothing are not merely going to lose this fight. They have already lost it.
What do you think about that, Jakari? Have things changed much?
You know, he made some very poignant points. He said, you know, if they continue to perpetrate this lie, they're going to lose. And that's what you see going on exactly right now in the city of Dallas. And it reminds me of that interview you had last night with Gerald Celente, where he's talking to, who was it, Mr. Connelly?
Governor Connelly, yeah.
Yes, and he was telling his side of the story, you know, from his point of view. And, you know, nobody believes this. The polls are out. Nobody believes this official story. They may not believe, you know, the crazy, wild conspiracy theories, but they don't believe the government's versions either.
But what it is also a kind of totalitarianism, kind of authoritarianism that's very frightening, actually. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at Alex trying to just interact with the police there and the way they stonewalled him and just the, I mean, it's just, to me, that just smacks of an authoritarian, totalitarian regime. The fact that last night, if you watch that video of when this smiling officer from the mayor's office comes up and, you know, is all smiles and telling, well, you've got to go. We're going to arrest you. That was just incredible. So just incredible to say that you can't get within 75 feet of the street. That means that you can't go anywhere. You know, yes. That it's like saying you have to have a permit to be here, but oh, I won't give you a permit. You have to have a ticket to be here, but you can't get a ticket. That's what they did to Copa.
Was talking, yeah, talking mm-hmm. to Copa. He said we tried to file our permit a year in advance and they wouldn't give it to us. So then we started on the day of and then they said they were all gone.
It's straight out of a Kafka novel. Okay. It's just like Kafka going to the castle and trying to fight with this bureaucracy. It truly is a totalitarianism that is descending upon this country. And we see it over and over again. You know, 50 years ago, we saw our president assassinated. And because we haven't pulled this in, now we've got a president who is doing the assassinations.
Mm-hmm.
They were ashamed of what they had done. They knew it was wrong. They knew they could go to jail 50 years ago. So they tried to cover it up. Today, Obama, the assassinator in chief, can kill people anywhere in the world that he wants to by remote control. And he brags about it. He talks about, yeah, we kill a lot of people.
Yeah,
I'm great at killing people. So this is the way that it degenerates. And now we see that this is all coming home. We've tolerated this. In foreign countries, we've allowed them to attack people without a reason. They play the same kind of information control games, the same kind of tricks when they want to start a war. We say this, we got weapons of mass destruction. That's all these lies. They keep going back to the same playbook. They keep playing us the same way. We keep letting them do that. And now they are moving the tools of tyranny home.
And you know the thing about that, David, because you'll bring up these things about how Obama kills people and they say, well, Bush did this or Clinton did that. I'm not saying it's right for anybody to be doing this stuff. I don't want any of these guys to have this power because let's say the next guy is a Republican or whoever gets in office. Do you want him to have these same powers that you granted Obama?
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to be taking your calls. We want to know what you think about this. We want to know what you think about the intrusion of free speech. We want to know what you think about this descending darkness that's coming on America. And we're going to be also talking about what's happening with FISA, our secretive court. They're just as secretive as any of these organizations.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and joining me in the studio is Jakari Jackson. And we've been talking earlier in the show to Alex, who's in Dallas, and he's covering the censorship that's unfolding up there around the JFK anniversary of his assassination 50 years ago. That'll be happening tomorrow. There's going to be a rally tonight at Ferris Park, I believe, but the details are on InfoWars' website. Do you have those details, Jakari?
No, we can have that on the main site, though.
But, yeah, that's going to be, I think, at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a meeting at Ferris Park about the next step of the protest. And it's very important that you stand up for your rights. That's why we're there. And it's very important that you support us in this operation. We are funding this with the things that we sell here. We're very upfront about it. We don't get money from the government. We don't ask for handouts. We sell things. It's a win-win situation. We sell things that we believe that you need to protect your health, things that we use to protect our health. And we've got a 20% discount off the ProPure filters. That's going to be expiring pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly the time it's going to be expiring, but it's 20% off right now on the ProPure filters while they last. And
that's
we've just got
20. Make sure you type in the promo code WATER20.
WATER20. Thank you. And we also have Survival Shield, nascent iodine. Very important for your thyroid health. Very important to counteract all the environmental pollution that we're exposed to, as well as radiation. Iodine is something that is very important for your to protect your thyroid. Your thyroid needs that. It absorbs that. And it protects you from absorbing harmful things that would otherwise be you would be exposed to in the environment. Now, as we're looking at what's happening in Dallas today, Jakari, I tell you, it's so much like we were just talking about what happened at the Austin airport.
Mm-hmm. What happens a lot of places.
Absolutely. But they just released a secretive FISA court document. Now, do the words secretive and court decisions belong in the same sentence?
No, especially with this transparent administration we have going on.
Whenever I hear that, it just makes me want to pound the desk. Secretive FISA court. This is a court that operates without any oversight. It operates without any argument back and forth. It's a single judge, no jury, no attorney representing the other side. They make these secretive decisions. We just had a shot up there for people who are watching. Put that back up again. This is the secretive court decision. Now, you notice at the top it says top secret scratched out. And then the litigants up in the top block there are blocked out. Go down to about page 5 and take a look at this. This is what this court decision actually looks like. This is nothing but giant black boxes redacted out of this now quote-unquote declassified decision. It's not declassified. It's still secret. They still redacted everything.
If you're a radio listener, what this is a document that has one sentence on an entire page. And the rest of it is just one big black block.
It's not even a complete sentence. It says the government proposed to collect these categories of metadata from end of story. You can't see it. So this is the theoretically released court decision. And what they say, this is, if you look down through the decision, you can see some of the information there. And what the judge is saying is that although this has been portrayed previously as technical violations, inadvertent errors, the judge says the NSA's records of compliance with these rules has been poor. In addition to improperly permitting access to email and internet data intended to include information such as to, from, and BCC lines of email, the judge found that the NSA engaged in systemic over-collection. Boy, that is understatement. That is bureaucratic speech, if there ever was any. See, we've got a situation where when you allow the government to censor information, when you allow the government to openly lie to us, to feed us improbable stories, to tell us that they've got to, in this case that's going on right now in Dallas, they're paving over the road where there's a little X in a...
They are literally steamrolling the truth about JFK.
That's right. There's an X in tape, and they don't want people to trip over this taped X, is what they're saying.
Well, you saw the police last night. They're so concerned about people stepping into the streets. I don't think anybody's going to be standing in the street tripping over this X in the first place.
Yeah, they don't even want you there. You're not even allowed to be there. So why are they covering this up? I mean, the bottom line is that what they tell us, the justifications that they tell us, people look at this and say, are you serious? You've got an agenda. You're not being honest with us. It's an insult to our intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's an insult to the Bill of Rights, to their legal authority. They don't have any authority to do this. You know, we had 50 years ago, we had the magic bullet, theory of JFK being shot. Now we've got billions of bullets. And even though we'd link to the documents and we got documentary proof, they pretend that those don't exist. We were pushed back by the Operation Mockingbird people on both sides of the media.
Realized that people weren't buying their version. So, okay, so we do have the bullets, even though we said we didn't, but now they're just for target practice. And what targets are they shooting? They're shooting targets of pregnant women and little children and old men.
That's right.
You look like your grandpa.
That's right. And the quantity of ammunition, of course, as we've pointed out many times, is 20 years worth of the Iraq War at its peak. But let's talk to some of the callers that we've got here. We've got Jim in Illinois. We want to find out what you guys think about this. Jim, are you there?
Hello, Jim.
You there?
Yes. Yes, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure to talk to you guys. We've talked a couple of times. Well, I'm fed up with it. I see it and try to tell people as much as I can, you know, that you have to say something, even if it's just to your friends, to your families. I can't stress it enough. Sometimes even myself, who's been aware of all this stuff going on for a long time, read a bunch of books on it, you're afraid sometimes of people looking at you like you're some sort of lunatic, but all they really have to do is go out in the street and, you know, take a look on what's going on. Last night I was coming home from a open jam session, and surprisingly I wasn't drinking. I'm trying to lose weight, and you know, I saw right in the center in Mount Prospect, Illinois, and the reason I'm mentioning that is so people out in Mount Prospect can call the village and say, hey, we're spending a lot of money for these guys standing around at these checkpoints, and you know, aren't they supposed to be fighting crime?
Yeah.
And yet we're the criminals. I see it. So, you know, all I can do is tell you I'm with you guys. I support you 100% and keep spreading the word.
Thank you very much. You know, it's very important not to let them intimidate you, not to let them get you fearful of being labeled as a kook, as an extremist. That has been the open technique, the open secret of what the CIA has tried to do with this from the very beginning.
They want you to think that you're alone. You're the only person who thinks the way you do. But I'll tell you, even before I worked here at InfoWars, I had a couple of InfoWars t-shirts. And I'd go out and, oh, you know Alex Jones? Or you listen to Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah.
If you just go out there, you'll meet like-minded people. Like, they want you to think it's a minority of people. You saw the crowds, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, that are out there with Alex. The crowds that are out there when we went to the Alamo. The crowds that are out there when we went to South by Southwest, Bilderberg. Anywhere you go, you meet people, like-minded people. So just don't be afraid.
That's the positive side of it. But do not let them get away with this. The document has been declassified. We can actually see what the CIA was doing. They were deliberately telling people to use these pejorative terms like conspiracy theorist to shut down the truth, you know, to argue from authority, to say, I'm an authority on this. I've seen this. You can't know. Just like we saw with the Boston bombing, you know, we see the governor coming out and saying, well, we saw these guys put the bombs down. Somebody, oh, you actually saw the, well, no, I actually didn't see the videotape.
It was described to me in detail.
Yeah, it was described to me. But I'm an authority figure, so believe me. Let's go to the next person. Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to talk to you about a couple quick things. You know, they might be paving over that spot in the road there. I hope somebody has the good sense to get their GPS and go right back out and put tape over it.
That's what the guy said yesterday. I can't remember the guy's name, but Alex talked to him today, and John Bowen talked to him yesterday. And he said he's been updating the spot with the tape. And he says as soon as those guys as soon as they're done with the road construction, he's going to go right back out there and put the X in the exact same spot.
That's right. And, you know, that's a great picture of what we need to do. Because they're constantly coming out and removing our freedoms, taking away our legal rights, and we have to keep reasserting them. And that's what he's done. He's kind of been the watchman on the wall taking care of this for decades. Are we going to collectively pick this up? Are people in Dallas, other people in Dallas, are they going to show up? Are they going to stand up for their rights? Or are they going to let the police intimidate them or the media intimidate them, shout them down, ridicule them? Don't be afraid of that. Stand up for that. Jeff in Texas. Thanks for calling, Mike. Jeff in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Which part of Texas are you in? Are you close enough to say, well, you don't have to tell us, are you close enough to get to Dallas for the events today and tomorrow?
Well, I really wanted to go there. I'm a disabled vet, and I take a lot of morphine, so I can't drive, but I support you guys and what you're doing, and I wanted to go to the gun rally at the Alamo, but I missed that, and you know, I saw an interesting documentary the other night with Russo, the guy who directed the Trading Places on the IRS.
Aaron Russo, yes.
Yeah, and he had that documentary on the IRS, and this is kind of off topic, but it's crazy that there is no law that says you have to pay taxes on your income, but for some reason, everybody does it. That's right. Just makes no sense after watching that documentary.
And I've heard of people who are more adept in those situations. They actually don't pay taxes, and you know they very proficient in fighting the laws if the laws actually come after them.
Yeah. And we actually saw that documentary at InfoWars, I believe. I know we've got some Aaron Russo documentaries. I've seen them in the warehouse. And that's an important thing. You know, a lot of people won't, even if something is available on the internet, you can give them a link, you can tell them about it. If you actually physically hand them a DVD, a lot of times they'll watch it. So that's an important way to wake up your friends and neighbors. And that's what you have to do. You have to go out there, talk to people one-on-one and tell them that what's really going on. Tell them that you're not going to take this anymore. And like Jakari was saying, you meet like-minded people, that helps to reinforce the idea that you're not alone. That was a difficult thing in the early years of the Kennedy assassination. We realized that we were being lied to on television. I'm older than you, so I was around when this was happening. Okay, we realized that we were being lied to, but there wasn't the internet. There wasn't any way for people to connect with other like-minded individuals to say, yeah, that I think that's BS too. And so that was even more intimidating. We had the three networks who were reading off of the same script with Operation Mockingbird. They're all reading off the same script, telling the same official government story. Whatever the press releases are from the government, they would parrot that back and give you the same information. And so everybody's like, well, all of the news sources, all three of them, are saying the same thing. Yeah. So it must be true, right?
That's the theory that you meet.
That's right.
You meet with people today.
Rick in Utah. Hey, Rick, what you got?
Hey, yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Really good, really good.
What's on your mind?
Actually, I had a comment. I used to be a general contractor in Dallas for 10 years. And one Saturday afternoon, we took our laser, went out there to the X, and actually shot up towards the library window where the shot came from. And for just an everyday guy, that's absolutely physically impossible. You'd have to be a world-class sniper to be able to pull a shot off of actually the angle that that's at. So
exactly.
That's absolutely wrong. So,
Many people have done that. They've gone out and shot lasers, and I believe it's Jesse Ventura on Conspiracy Theory did a mock-up of the situation. He's like, nobody could do that.
Yeah, and there was somebody that I heard Alex interview, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was actually an assassin, a sniper, okay? And he went to the Texas Book Depository, and of course they've marked off that corner where you can't actually look out the window, right? But he could see enough of it that it's like he knew as a sniper where he would pick his shot. And he said that would be the last place that you want to pick your shot because of the trees, because he's driving away from me, because there's a curve there. He said where you'd want to shoot is where everybody says there was a shooting, which was in the front as they're coming towards you, where you've got more control. Was there something else you wanted to tell us, Rick?
Actually, I did. Being from Utah, we actually started a petition here. Our fusion center up here, Utah Data Center, uses 1.5 million gallons of water a day to cool that. Yeah. So we're trying to do a petition to shut down their water for that because, we need the water. Vegas needs water. Southern California needs the water. And 1.5 million gallons of water a day is a lot of water. And so I'm just asking anybody that's in Utah or anybody that's in, Las Vegas, Southern California, to look up on the internet and sign our petition to shut down that water.
Do you have a website? Do you have an actual website they can find that on?
We do, but I can't remember exactly what it is. But if you just Google in there petition to stop NSA water in Utah, it'll pop straight up.
You know, that's a great analogy, Rick, because it's the way the government wastes all of our vital resources. You know, that people can get their head around that. They can understand that they're in Utah, you need the water. In California, you need the water. 1.5 million gallons a day, that's a tremendous amount. It's the amount of electricity that they use is enough to power thousands of homes. That's what our out-of-control government is doing to us everywhere. They're impoverishing us all. They're sucking up all of the resources, whether it's financial resources, whether it's electrical power, whether it's water. They're sucking everything into Washington. It's this gigantic black hole that's taking all power. You know,
because the real terrorists are, you know, sitting around in some business suits in the official government buildings.
Well, they're probably having to take a little bit more than 1.5 million gallons of water right now because when it supposedly opened up, they had all the servers caught fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can believe that story. All we can't verify that independently, and all we have is the government's word on it. So it could be a total head fake to make people think that it's not operational when it is operational. But thank you, Rick, for calling, and people look that up and try to take action against that, because it is an offense to us in so many different ways. And they're spying on everybody's information, not even just Americans. It's everybody worldwide that they're recording our information, and it's not just our metadata. Even if it were just our metadata, that is not allowed under the Fourth Amendment.
Exactly.
There isn't any exception there. You know, when you look at the First Amendment, it didn't say you have the right to peacefully assemble and redress the government for grievances, except when you're within 75 feet of the street, or except when the mayor rules that it's a safety issue. There's no exceptions to that. They made it very plain and very straightforward because they were doing this broadly construing our rights. And that's what the Bill of Rights are about. It's constraining the government.
Professors coming out, like the professor who the school a kid went to recently came out and said, we need to rewrite the Constitution. We don't need that Second Amendment anymore.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she teaches a constitutional law class from what I understand.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them out there. You know, Obama was a constitutional law professor.
No, yeah, right? Okay.
So we know how that goes.
That makes it all okay.
Okay, Frank in Nebraska. Frank, have you got some information for us or an opinion?
Well, I don't know if it's information or not, but
we'll take your opinion. How's that?
All right. Well, I'll give you a stable datum that I found to be true. The purpose of a president is not to wield power, but to attract attention away from it.
I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Okay. Good point.
So, you know, now the other thing is, you know, for a long time, it's been a rule of thumb for me that, you know, when you hear the official story, they're automatically lying to you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you can pretty much say that anything the government or the news media tries to slam or slander has got to be good.
That's true, you know, but it's also when they feed you information that doesn't make any sense, you ought to be able to push back against it and say that it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's just this recent case in the UK about this spy in a bag. You know, they found this spy padlocked from the outside in a bag in his bathtub. Now, this happened like 3 years ago, and the coroner said a year ago that she thought it was foul play, obviously, but then the Metropolitan Police and the Scotland Yard just came out and said, oh, I think he did it himself. But there were no...
Who goes through that just to kill yourself?
Who would do that?
Even if you could
get into it, you could not lock it without getting your fingerprints and DNA on the outside of the bag. And that's exactly what happened in this particular case. So when we see lies, we need to call them for what they are. We need to stand up for the truth. And we'll be right back right after this commercial. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in the studio with Jakari Jackson. Now, Alex is in Dallas with most of our crew here at InfoWars, and they're fighting for everyone's right to know, everyone's right to freely speak without being controlled by the state. And that's something that we see is happening on steroids in Dallas as we come up to the 50th commemoration of the JFK assassination. And it takes a lot of money to do this. And so do yourself a favor and do us a favor. Help support this operation. Help support the operation of free speech that's going on up there and the InfoWars operation that's an ongoing operation here. We've got a special on ProPure filters, 20% off. Use Water20 to get that 20% discount while supplies last. And also we have now in stock Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, another way that you can help yourself and help the operation here by picking up these products. We're very upfront about how we get our money, and these are things that are going to be, they're very, very useful for your own health. It's something that you need to do for your family. There's certain things that we can't get the government to do, it seems like. We can't get them to take the fluoride out of the water. We can't get them to tell us exactly what's going on with GMOs, radiation. Exactly, GMOs. Yeah. I mean, we're fighting on that. Now, there was just a story in Hawaii. They have enacted some legislation there to prohibit GMO there. So we do have some bright spots here and there, but overall, the large companies, there's not a lot that we can do on our own except to take these things into our own hands, right, Jakari? And
exactly
do
right.
what we need to do for our own families, you know, filter out some of the garbage. And that's really what InfoWars is about here.
Just filtering
out the garbage as far as information war goes. And we're taking your calls here in the last few minutes that we've got of the show. We want to try to get through as many callers as we can. And we've got James in Florida. James? Are you there?
Calling about freedom. Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good. What you got?
I'm calling about freedom of speech issues. Yesterday on a radio show, Dr. James Garrow was on. I know you guys have had him on the show over there.
Mm-hmm.
His Facebook and social media posts were taken down because he reported that, let me just read you a quick line from it. Three individuals just saved 300 million lives in the past 2 weeks. They saved 90% of the population that would have been dead if Bathhouse Barry hadn't been stopped from using three nuclear devices against the American populace.
Wow.
Two Army generals and one Navy admiral whose duties included safeguarding oversight of nuclear arsenal. Obama ordered three nukes to be transported in a major breach of protocol and safety regulations of long standing. He wanted it now.
Hmm. That's so interesting because that's, you know, we did report that there were nuclear weapons, out of Dyess Air Force Base. We had inside source there that called us and we tried to get that out. That's why it's important to have a free press, whether or not, you know, we're certain of our sources. I don't know about Jim Garrow's sources. I can't speak to the veracity of that story, but we are absolutely certain of our source. And when we put that information out there, if they're planning something that is a false flag, and we know that governments have historically done this over and over and over again. Before he died, Robert McNamara did a documentary with a filmmaker, The Fog of War, and he basically confessed to war crimes. He said, if we'd lost, we would have been tried as war criminals. And he confessed to the fact that the Gulf of Tonkin was a staged event. And we know over and over again that they stage events. The way to stop it is to get the information out there. And when we blow this information out there, if it doesn't happen, we're willing to take the hit and be called paranoid conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
If we can stop something that we've got information on, we are not going to hold it back. We're not going to censor it. And it's a shame that they've taken his blog down. Thanks for telling us, James.
Before we go, the things tonight, be sure to check out tonight at 4 p.m. or not too long from now, at 4 p.m. at Ferris Plaza right there in the city of Dallas. You can meet Alex and the rest of the crew for a march. And also tomorrow, 11 a.m., be at Belo Gardens in Dallas, Texas. That's 1014 Main Street.
So that first meeting is just an hour from now.
Right. So be sure if you're in Dallas, get down there to Ferris Park or Ferris Plaza.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I'm joined in the studio with Jakari Jackson. And we're going to go into overdrive here a little bit. We've got a couple more callers here. We've got Bill, Rob, and Tony. We want to clear out the caller queue because they've been waiting for a while. And we want to know what they think about the JFK commemoration that's going to be happening tomorrow in Dallas and about the censorship that is surrounding that. You know, it seems like, Jakari, the more they censor us and are speaking out, the more they want to know about us at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We see these articles on InfoWars today. We have the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, may mandate that new cars broadcast their location, the number of passengers, their direction, and their speed.
Right.
There we go.
This is for all the people who don't have navigation and other things in their car. We want to be able to track what you're doing like TomTom does.
That's right. Now, of course, you know, if you look at Google, the way they know that they've got Google Maps has information there that shows you when there's traffic congestion and slowdowns in different places. Well, the way they know that is that they're constantly looking at the information from everybody's cell phones, from everybody's TomToms and GPS navigation. That's somewhat anonymous, but they want to know even the number of passengers. completely in there. Ridiculous. They want to know the speed. They want to know everything about you because you are their slaves. And we see this happening. They're mandating these black boxes. That may be perhaps the method by which they're doing this. But we already see in another article from Russia Today that it's called Privacy's Worst Nightmare. It says, company advertises that they have over a billion license plate records. And they have these license plate readers all over the place, and they are collecting the information, correlating the information, saving the information, and just creating a total surveillance web. This is an infrastructure for total tyranny.
Haven't these people ever heard of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, you know, I got to say this just before we go to the call. Back in the 90s, when all of these license plate readers began, and they started, they said, this is going to be a very efficient way to get people through the tolls. They won't have to stop. They won't have to handle money. They'll just be able to drive through and we'll send them a bill. Well, one of the first places that they did it, because they have a very compliant population, was in the Netherlands. And the people there fought against it because they remembered when the Nazis had come through. They kept dossiers. They like to keep records on people just like the Germans did. You know, there's certain societies, certain cultures where they just love to keep all this information about everybody just because they can do it, I guess. But they had all this information about citizens. They had on little 3x5 cards, and they were packed so tightly together. They had so many cards packed so tightly. When the German Nazis invaded into the Netherlands, they tried to burn those files, and they couldn't get them to catch fire because they were packed too tightly.
Wow.
So the Nazis got them, and they had dossiers on all this information, political affiliations, you know, who was Jewish, who wasn't, what, anything that they could use. And the Nazis got that and rounded people up. So when they started this license plate reading thing, they said, no, you're not going to do it. Mandated that it be anonymized. Now, of course, you know, governments lie about that. We've been told over and over again that things are anonymous when they aren't really. But they were very, very, very concerned about that. And this is what we see. This is the kind of information that they were keeping at that time on those 3x5 cards is so incredibly primitive compared to what our governments have on us now. They have dossiers on everything. They've got biometric information on all of us. And it's just the worst kind of nightmare we can imagine to wed a totalitarian, paranoid government with this kind of technology. And we've got to get together and we've got to stop this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's go to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you have some information for us, an opinion you'd like to share?
No, maybe just an addendum. You and Jakari were talking about communicating with people, and you guys do a good job. But I got three that I think would counteract what the American people have been dumbed down and brainwashed to use. The first is...
Well, you know what?
Conspiracy.
Hang on there, Phil, because we're coming up to a break. Hang on. We're going to be right back from break, and we'll continue your call. Stay tuned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson, and we have some callers on the line. We wanted to finish out those callers. This is going to be our last segment of the show. We have Rob in Maine, Tony in Michigan. And we were just talking to Phil, and he had 3 points that he was about to make, and I was really anxious to hear those points, but we had to go to commercial break, and he dropped off. So we're going to go to Rob in Maine. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I hope I don't cut out on you, but the signal's bad here. So do you guys know of the theory about the driver, Greer, shooting the president?
There are many theories. I've heard that one, but why don't you tell us more about it?
Have you seen the videos, the Zapruder film, and seen that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah. Did you subscribe to that, or?
Well, you know, I've heard people say that they thought that the driver shot him, or even that Jackie shot him. There's some out there that I really don't find credible, but that's the point, is that we should have a free and open investigation of this. And just as I was pointing out at one segment, we talked about the spy in the bag that they claim, Scotland Yard claims after a 3-year investigation that this guy they found dead in a bag padlocked from the outside, where there's no fingerprints or DNA of his on the outside of the bag, no fingerprints or DNA on the padlock. They claim that he locked himself in and died accidentally. Now, that's just not credible. So when you're doing a murder investigation, there are going to be a lot of theories that come up. People can brainstorm about a lot of things, no matter how absurd they sound. But you have to start ruling out the things that don't make any sense. And I would not, I don't see any evidence looking at the Zapruder film that he was shot by somebody in the car, whether it was a Secret Service guy or whether it was Jackie. I also don't see any evidence that he was shot by a lone shooter out of the bank depository, the bank depository. I don't see any evidence of that either. I don't find that to be a credible story. So of all of the conspiracy theories, I find that to be not credible. There are credible stories, and Jim Garrison and others have investigated this, and there's a lot of different theories out there. I encourage people to do their investigation, but the central point is that the government has tried to control this with an absurd narrative from the very beginning, trying to shut down any other theories from the very beginning, and they're still doing it in Dallas today. They're still trying to shut down any free speech, any investigation, any questioning of this official story, no matter how absurd. And that's what we're there about. That's why Alex is there with the crew. That's why he's speaking out against this, because we need to have an open and transparent society. And in order to do that, we need to be able to have openness and transparency in murder investigations of presidents,
mm-hmm.
don't we?
Definitely.
Well, thank you for calling, Rob. Tony in Michigan. Tony, are you there?
Hey, I appreciate you guys going overtime taking my call.
No, that's fine. What you got?
Well, a couple things. You know, a few people have called in and they bring up, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't make that shot. And I understand that some of the people were saying, you know, they have experiences, sharpshooters in the military themselves or not. But I think, you know, as a group, maybe stay away from stuff like that because it's kind of subjective, and they can put, you know, somebody up there that could make the shot. It's 50 years later. The trees might be different. All that stuff is so subjective and takes you down like the rabbit hole of like, well, could he? When you can look at things like, I believe it was the New Zealand News Service that actually reported Lee Harvey Oswald's name as the assassin before he was arrested, which is the equivalent of the World Trade Center 7 building being reported as fallen down mm-hmm. by the BBC yeah. lady while it was still there behind her in a live shot. And when they tried to cover that up saying it was a loop, the BBC producer blew it and said, no, that was a live shot. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it was New Zealand. It might have been Australia. Alex could probably talk about that tomorrow. But that's a fact. You can look at the time it was put out and say, how is that possible? Right there's no debate. It may lead you to questions, but there's no debate that if his name was put out on the other side of the world before he was even arrested in that theater for shooting the police officer, then clearly there was a conspiracy.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, one of the great documentaries I saw, which was kind of I don't know who put it together. It's called Bush JFK 2, and it shows you all the connections between the Bush family and the JFK assassination, what went on years later with Gerald Ford and Bush being appointed to the head of the CIA. And I found it interesting, and maybe if St. John Hunt ever comes on again, the one person that his father didn't mention and all the people he did mention was George Bush, which is very interesting because, as you know, it was in J. Edgar Hoover's declassified papers that George Bush and E. Howard Hunt flew from Dallas on the evening of November 22nd, 1963, after the assassination, and met with J. Edgar Hoover in private. George Bush denied that it was him, saying, well, that must have been some other George Bush. I was never in the CIA. And then, of course, years later, Warren Commission member Gerald R. Ford appoints him the head of the CIA, which is just all a big coincidence, of course.
Yeah.
Again, facts you can look at rather than subjective. And I think there's plenty of facts. They may lead you to questions where theories might have to come in because we don't have the answers. But whether or not Oswald can make the shot, to me, you know, there's plenty of evidence that Oswald wasn't even the shooter in that building, and there was one in there. So I believe there's somewhere in the Warren Commission where they actually talk about the assassin, another person, how he escaped from the building. It's in the Warren Commission. It's 26 volumes. The gentleman that was shot in the face by the fragment that Alex interviewed the other day talked about that.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
true.
People do know these things. But I just, you know, it kind of frustrates me sometimes when things get focused on it, just allow them. You know, I think you know, the Dallas mayor kind of looks at this as like a Super Bowl news event. And, yeah, it comes out as tyranny, but he's like, well, you know, I got to control this because here I am on the stage. I'm the controller of this event, and I don't want to be embarrassed. Whereas the people that actually committed it, I think they kind of get off on people talking about it because then they can use that, like you said, weaponized term conspiracy theorist, and there's so many out there. And one other quick thing I want to mention, another book that's very interesting and factual is Dr. Mary's Monkey, about the brilliant young teenage scientist who they attempted to assassinate, who worked on putting cancer and viruses under the guise of killing Fidel Castro. Mm-hmm. And they actually used Lee Harvey Oswald to pretend to be her boyfriend when she was very young in New Orleans. And that's all true, and that's hardly ever discussed.
Yeah, I believe Darren McBreen covered that book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. But yeah, like you said, there's a lot of information, and I do agree that sometimes you should expand beyond just, you know, can this guy make this shot from this angle? But, you know, you don't want to discredit anything without, you know, really looking into it. But I do agree with what you said there, caller.
One of the things that Jim Garrison pointed out when he had that, when he defended his investigation, one of the things, that reasons he was doing the investigation, was he said that they interrogated Lee Harvey Oswald for 12 hours, and yet there was no record of any of the interrogation. Really? I mean, that just... stinks.
No video,
okay?
No tape, nothing.
Exactly. That is not credible. You know that something is being covered up. That once, if you understand things like that, and he also mentioned the fact that they had so many fires on documents. They even went to the absurd extreme of saying that one of the documents caught fire and burned up when they were faxing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they accidentally set fire to all these different papers. They had classified documents, which at the time you could say, okay, well, maybe there was, maybe we should let these things remain secret. But the CIA had all these classified documents about their interactions with Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, they could have at least put out a redacted version of that. But here we are 50 years later, and we're still not allowed to see those documents. That's the kind of thing that stinks, basically. Mm-hmm. We know that there's something here that is, they're not being honest with us, they're not being transparent to us, and we see them again, as we mentioned before. They lie openly about all the current events that are happening in Benghazi and elsewhere with the SEAL Team 6, with the Boston bombing. We've caught them in so many... Yeah, Fast and Furious. I mean, we can't think of all the different ways that they've lied to us in a short amount of time because we couldn't make an exhaustive list. It's so many times that they're just outright lying to us about the Obamacare situation, for example. That is one where the credibility of the administration, or as I like to call them, the regime, is just in free fall over that.
And they realize that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got time for one more call here. Mike in Alabama. Mike?
Hey, guys. Watching something on the History Channel, I believe it was the other day, and it was the life of Vladimir Lenin, and it relates to what I run into a lot, which I'll tell family members or friends, the government's deliberately making the situation worse and worse in this country, and they'll dismiss and say, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. The government wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? What advantage would it be for them to do that? And one of Lenin's axioms, when one of the things were getting really bad there in Russia, and he had the power at that time to alleviate some of the suffering and everything with people literally starving to death and things like that. And he would tell them just the worse things get, the better things get for us, for advancing our agenda.
That's right. They thrive off of that. It makes people dependent on them. Thank you so much, Mike. We're about out of time. And before we leave, I want to tell people one more time where they can meet Alex in Dallas, and they can get information about what's going to be happening later tonight. They can get information about what's going to be going on tomorrow. Jakari, you got that information?
If you go to Infowars.com, and the headline is JFK 50th Anniversary Fight for Free Speech. And you can go down and you can see the event that happened yesterday, but also the events for today. And today, Thursday at 4 p.m. at Ferris Plaza, that's 400 South Houston Street. That's 400 South Houston Street, Ferris Plaza Park. Today at 4 p.m., you can meet Alex and the rest of the crew. And also tomorrow, it's going to start at 11 a.m., and this is going to be at Belo Garden. That's 1014 Main Street, 11 a.m. tomorrow, Belo Garden, 1014 Main Street.
So only about an hour and 40 minutes, they're going to have that meeting at Ferris Park. And also remember, if you're in the Dallas area, Alex is broadcasting on FM 104.1. use that as a distributed megaphone. He's got a loop of about 10 minutes where he's telling people about it, but he's going live on there all the time. They're doing live reports and breaking in there. So there's a tape loop that's running that's about 10 minutes long, and then live reports. Use that as your own personal megaphone. Play it out of your car. Play it out of a boombox. Get the information out there and show up to defend your rights. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, Ustream, don't forget that. And also Infowars.com/show, PrisonPlanet.tv.